This is Due By Friday, a weekly challenge podcast with Merlin Mann, Alex Cox, and Max Temkin. This week's challenge, have a holiday party.
Do you always leave live photo on?
Yeah, is that bad?
I don't know. My wife does that, and I always feel it feels invasive.
I'm always a little bit scared that I'm going to send like a cat picture to you guys, and then I'll leave the live photo on. It'll just pan down to my balls or something.
Smile,
like that.
You little cum bucket. Oh my gosh, what was that? You want to start the show?
Woo! What? Holiday party! Holiday party! Holiday party! Here we go! Here we go! Woo! Holiday party!
Holiday. Oh my god.
Hey, Merlin.
Hey guys, how's it going? Happy holidays. Near, far, wherever.
Well, I haven't started drinking yet.
Holiday party!
Holiday party!
Hey everybody, welcome
so
to the Due By Friday holiday party. First annual holiday party. It's our 1 year anniversary, kind of.
Hey! Okay, I'm going to stop that now. It's really annoying.
No, it's not, Merlin. It's really, really
is not?
I mean, compared to our end.
Oh, I don't know. You get the honka honka horn.
Alex, oh. Alex, I see that you're diving right into some sort of clear alcohol and a Diet Coke. But and yet I see this cool, chilled bottle of Malort, and it's sitting right there, and we haven't even opened it yet.
I think, first of all, Merlin, can you explain what a holiday party is?
The provenance of the term?
Sure.
I put these in show notes because I think I want to keep the chain alive. There was an episode of the talk show back when Gruber was doing it with Dan, and there was one episode where John seemed a little bit silly.
God, it was so funny.
I think it's called HR Fluffy Puff, and it's the one where he talks about losing his driver's license because he was driving like 130 miles per hour in a school zone. And Dan's
people
were
so upset on Twitter about that. They were very concerned.
Very upset. Dan, was kind of being how he is, and he says to John, says I'm having a holiday party over here. And didn't you get the invitation?
No, it's the Daring Fireball
and
holiday party.
He didn't get the invitation because anybody who says invite doesn't get an invitation. Anyway, very, very funny episode. Flash forward 35 years. The day after the election, there was an emergency episode of the talk show where John Gruber and I talked about the election and our feelings and whatnot. And John was still having a little bit of a holiday party from the night before. Whereas with Dan, it was a little kind of a bit. But John, you guys have heard that episode. I think John was having a legitimate holiday party.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we're here to celebrate.
And now in these dark times, on the holiest of days.
Well, we're here to celebrate the 1 year anniversary of Due By Friday. 1 year of us doing this podcast together, and one fucking year of this goddamn Trump administration down the toilet.
Did we wait? Did we? I feel like, and there we had many abortive episodes, and then we thought at some point, let's just wait. Didn't we say let's wait till after the election? Because it's did we? Was the show up?
Well, Merlin, as you know, I believe all podcasts begin at conception.
Oh, of course, like horses.
Everything that's in the womb is in the womb. Hang on, 1 second. Siri, who is winning the Bulls game right now?
October 25th.
Whoa! Holy sh! They won!
Oh, nice.
That was where I was just now.
The first
they won
episode,
by 2 points, you guys, in the fourth inning.
The first episode that Max likes was our third episode, which was November 18th of last year.
So it's the 1 year anniversary. It's like I said.
Yep.
Yeah, pretty much on the nose.
Yep,
yeah.
Yep. That's my grievance. Max came from a Bulls game that I got out of because they said, "Oh no, sorry, I'm recording a podcast." And then Max shows up, and then I get like 6 angry texts from the other people in our company at the game, like, "Oh, you could have come here. You could have. You just don't like sports," which is true. I wanted to go to this at a like 1 out of 10.
Let me tell you what happened. I get offered a number. I get offered a lot of fancy seats at sports games. And that's because I think it comes with running a company and all of our different vendors and stuff. They have like boxes, if they're based in Chicago, they have like box seats and, whatever. And they invite you to shit. And I almost always, I mean, Kara can tell you, I get invited to these things like once a month probably, and it's like, oh, do you want a seat at the what's the hockey team, that one, and or whatever, and
oh,
like
the Red Boys, what are they called, the Blackhawks,
the Blackhawks, thank you.
Hey, and, got it in two.
Yeah, and I always say no because the deal is you're always going with a bunch of the other clients of the bank. Like, I don't want to go with like a banker that I've had two meetings with and like make small talk about like my account or something. I don't even know what the fuck you're talking about.
It might come up that you flushed an entire Chicago Tribune down the toilet.
Yeah, and so I always say no, and I usually what I'll say is something like, ooh, thank you for the invite, but I can't make it. More or less the only time I go is when there's Cubs tickets, when there's like sometimes they have like baller Cubs tickets like right behind home plate, and I usually go with Kara because she's a massive Cubs fan, and I've we've gone to at least one game. One time I took the tickets and just gave them to Kara, which I think is rude. But then the other time I went with Kara and she explained the rules of baseball to me, and that was fun. But
she seems
time,
to really follow the sports.
She knew all the basketball shit, and she showed up with a Chicago Bulls T-shirt, and I was like, Kara, you own
the
apparel
for
this
basketball team.
That's the ones.
Yeah.
But so this time we got offered a box, and I was like, no, thank you. But they were like, well, you could have the entire box.
And just for like, yourself?
Just for myself. And I was like, okay, well, I guess we'll do that then. So wow. Because we had 12 seats and a bunch of cards people came and we went and watched the Bulls game. Our banker did come and he did talk to me on my account, though. He told me about all of the exciting new private wealth management technologies that they have at the bank. So nice. That's nice. That was good to hear. It was. Have you ever been to a basketball game? What?
I'm 26 years. Go shit. No, I'm 27 years old. And my parents.
Oh no, you're 27.
I know. I'm at to quote you, peak idiot age. Or
yeah, that sucks. That's a terrible age.
Is truly horrific.
You're gonna get the Saturn's return.
You're about to start a racist YouTube channel.
Yep. Hey guys.
Yo, what up, fam?
Coming
to you live. Hit the smash that heart button. Coming to you live from the car.
Give me the milk. Oh my god, I would love it if you started. I would so watch your racist channel.
No, I'm good.
You like white food.
You're always going on about FBI crime statistics.
Yep. You're a white food supremacist.
Yep. God, I don't know. I've been to many sports games, which is why I was very happy to get out of this one. But I genuinely like spending time with my coworkers because at this point they all know how weird I am and know that I can go sit in a corner and
I brought a book.
Yeah, exactly. Like I can just not talk to anybody and it's fine.
It's like when Elaine shows up wearing the Orioles hat. It must be very disruptive. Somebody just brings in a book. Now you're going to yell at me because I'm doing it wrong, but I think this is why I use this as an analogy in trying to defend myself on video games, which is like, I love going to the ball game. It's fun. Like, I'm not into baseball, but the pace of baseball is not difficult. I mean, you could go out and get you some sushi and go down the slide and get some garlic fries and you can still pretty much know what's going on. It's not super complicated. It's just, there's lots of fun stuff to do there. It's a nice day out.
It's very warm. And there's a lot of people. Those are I don't like heat and human beings. Max is dangling a headphone cord.
Look at that, Alex. One soldier down. Our first headphone set was destroyed in the new studio. Remember, I was like, I should just get one pair of these Marco's ATH headphones for myself, and everyone else should use the cheap ass Amazon Basics headphones.
That lasted 15 minutes.
And then we were like, no, if we buy these, they're nice. They'll be indestructible and they'll last longer. One soldier down. Our first proud boy has laid down his life for the new studio, dangling by a thread. Merlin was crackling in and out, and I was like, Thank you for your service.
So I want to recommend I don't know what they're called. Go to marco.org and look for his headphone reviews. But I was so proud because we were $500.
Alex, you
want to
tell me about something you like?
We were $500 under budget for building the studio. And I was like, oh, cool, cool. And then I come in and there's six incredibly nice headphones in here. I'm like, oh, all right. Although I don't know if that was
Now there's five or possibly fewer. I haven't inspected the rest. Send me that glass. We're having this malort. Oh, it's icy cold.
So we're going to be able to break open our beverages?
Merlin, I opened my first beverage as soon as I heard the first honk.
Okay. All right, I'm going to make a beverage.
We're a gong-heavy office, a honk-heavy office.
Doing this somewhat under protest, because I've tried to make it a policy to not have alcohol while I'm doing it. I'll do it at a live show.
I thought you drank all the time when you podcasted, Merlin.
Yeah, the whole reason was because Max and I heard you on Reconcilable Differences, another show that you might do.
Right.
And I was like, wait a second, people can drink while podcasting?
Oh, shit,
well,
dog.
We're about to find out. I've never done it.
I don't remember half of the You Look Nice todays. All right, here we go. Hang on.
All right, Alex. First shot of Malort. Here we go. Cheers.
This is not a full shot.
I'm not drinking a whole shot of it.
Oh, bullshit. Oh. That's nothing. You know that right there? I think Merlin's gone.
I got it. Having
boy.
My first beverage.
That Malort was like a. It's like lighting a little tire fire right on your tongue.
Well, that's the thing. It is kind of like licking pavement, but
you never acclimate to it. Oh, it's just, oh my god, and it just keeps going and going and going.
This smells good.
Oh Christ!
I ordered this costly bourbon.
Oh.
It is called Blanton's, the original single barrel bourbon whiskey.
Do you know that This American Life episode about things you're not supposed to talk about? Or no, it's like the girl's mom has the subjects that you're not supposed to talk about.
Oh, yeah. Root talk.
Okay, can I say one of my big ones of things I don't want to hear people talk about?
Please.
I do not like hearing people talk about alcohol. I don't want to hear what alcohols people like and don't like. I don't want to hear what flavors people think they can taste in the alcohol. I don't want to hear stories of times that people drank alcohol. I don't want to hear how they felt the day after they drank the alcohol. I don't want to hear their plans to drink alcohol in the future. I genuinely assume that if I meet someone and they have anything at all to tell me about alcohol, including that they make wine or they distill spirits in their bathtub, or they have preferences, or they have a tasting club or a whiskey of the month or any of that bullshit, I assume that they're an extremely boring person that I could not possibly be friends with.
It's like, would you do that if it was model trains? You know?
Well, now that's interesting.
I feel the same way about sexual intercourse, and everybody calls me sex negative. I'm not sex negative. I'm just your sex negative. I'm hearing about your sex negative. That's my thing. Then you might as well be talking about distilling bourbon. Let's try this.
I hate when people... Don't you ever have someone who tries to tell you a story of, dude, last night we went out, I started off 3 shots of Jaeger. Then later, we all got beers. Then we went to another bar, we had more shots. And my eyes are glazing over. I don't want to hear the story. There's no... You can't possibly... nothing could occur in this story.
Great story, bro.
On the way out,
Alex
we saw a white Tesla.
Alex finished her Diet Coke and vodka. But that's great. So you get in.
Bro, last night, had a glass of white wine with dinner, got real sleepy by the time I was done. Came home, planned to play video games. Instead, fell asleep watching Frasier. It was pretty lit.
Fucking A.
Woke up the next day, took a shower. Pretty
that
good.
That shit was fucked up, man. Fucking. I do not even remember Niles. It was just fucking lit AF. Emoji.
Oh man.
Okay. Well. But the thing is, welcome to the holiday party. Alex, what kind of vodka are you putting in your drink?
So, I am going with my basic. So, Max, you know how you can taste potatoes.
Excuse me.
Sorry, I was gonna do a bit, and then it just fell apart.
Come on now. What's the bit?
No. But I
tastes
I,
like potatoes. Keep going.
Well, that's a.
I'll do some sound effects for you so it's funny.
That's the thing is,
What can you taste the potatoes in?
No, you can
what?
Taste... You, in vodka,
great story,
you can...
Alex. No, come on, it's a holiday party.
It's a holiday party. Tell us the story.
No, because I love talking about different vodkas and how much potato I can taste in each of them.
How much potato?
I've got a staple of mine. It's called Tito's, and it is handmade vodka, I believe, in Austin, Texas.
That's what Casey List drinks.
Yeah, yes, Casey.
But
does.
Isn't the typeface really bad? Isn't it like
it
Zap
is. It's
Chancery?
Horrific.
Let me see that.
It is horrific.
I think it's Zap Chancery.
All right.
It doesn't bother me. Honestly, it doesn't bother me. I think this was a nice label.
You think, hang on. Tito's Handmade Vodka. Is this from like Austin or something, right?
Yes.
It says Austin, Texas.
Mm-hmm. Oh, come on. That's a very, very bad logo.
No, I know it doesn't bother me. I think it's nice.
Oh, I think the logo is fine, actually. It's the... it's the kerning.
I wouldn't pick it. I wouldn't pick it, but it's got this nice copper inlay, and then they have this copper top. It's a nice package. It's overall aesthetic is a nice package, and the cheesy typeface is kind of cool.
Mm. They have it on airplanes. That's where I get it. They always have it on airplanes.
That's the thing. I this is like one of the first vodkas I tried. Oof. When
I cannot drink on an airplane.
Who? Oh yeah, no.
Really? I do not want to be trapped in an airplane and be drunk.
Hmm. Oh man.
Yeah, I don't know.
Sometimes don't you ever get drunk and you don't feel good and you're like, I don't want to be here anymore, and you like go for a walk. Or you go get some fresh air or something.
Oh yeah,
that's not really an option when you're on an airplane.
yeah, it's true. You gotta pick something that works for you. Okay, so our
I'm having a vodka Diet Coke as my first drink, and Max just made me do a pathetic shot of Malort. It was not a full shot of Malort. Do you know whose favorite drink is a vodka Diet Coke?
Wait. Okay, is it somebody Vladimir I know Putin. Or somebody I know of?
No.
Donald
of.
Trump. He doesn't drink.
No, he does not.
Vodka and diet. Is it Michelle Obama?
No. It is my boyfriend Elon Musk.
Oh, okay.
It was a good story. I was reading his biography and I'm like, holy shit, another person. And then I was like, maybe I'll be a millionaire.
Why are you doing that? There's no bad answers at the holiday party.
Anyway, Merlin, you ever go to a basketball game?
Yeah, great story.
I was. This is my first basketball game.
What?
I've never been to a basketball game. I've never even been to the United States.
Basketball games are—they're pretty fun. They're
and
pretty fast paced.
So we got there very early, and the like pre-show, like while they're getting everyone amped up for the game, they have this like giant inflatable bull, the inflatable flying around the stadium on like a drone control.
His name is Benny.
And there's like lights going around, and they have the Chicago Bulls DJ like spinning, like scratching records, and these like cheerleaders running around. And I'm sitting, and we have this private booth, and I'm sitting in the seating of the booth, like looking down at the stadium, and I like didn't know where to look. I've never been more stimulated.
That's what you said. I saw that photo, and I was confused.
I've never been more stimulated in my entire life. It was insane.
It's kind of hypnotic.
I didn't know what to look at. It was crazy. Send me this whiskey.
This is delicious. It's way more costly than I would normally.
Don't you like a bullet? It's like middle of the road.
I like a bullet. I'll get that. I like that in like an old fashioned.
What about in a mason jar with an ice cube in it?
Well, you know, I like bourbon with ice cubes and a little bit of water, and I think it's delicious.
Does that that activates it?
That's what they say.
We have ice cubes from Studio Neat's thing.
Oh, the Dingus, yeah.
Let me tell you about these square ice cubes, Merlin. They have a greater surface area, so they cool the whiskey
okay, okay, thanks,
more
man.
Efficiently.
I'm kind of a little hurry. How are my drinks coming? Is that going to be done pretty soon?
What are you talking to?
Oh, it's a bit. I was doing a bit. I thought you were being hipster bartender.
Yes. And your drinks are almost done.
Great story.
Hey, John, what brings you to the airport bar today?
Here we are in Spain.
They brought out the the halftime show halfway through the game. After the second inning, they brought out the they're called the senior bulls or something like that, and they were like old ladies, and they all had their age on the back of the jersey, and they did like hip hop dancing, and the crowd went crazy. And I was there, and Julia was there with me, and I was like, Julia, I was like, they should do improv at the halftime show of the Bulls stadium. Just like a whole Herald team comes out clapping their hands. Like, can I get a suggestion of a place?
I'm gonna need an occupation and a location. Hey, that's a spicy meatball.
Chris, would you do that gig? Would you do improv at halftime at the Bulls at the United Center at the Bulls Stadium? Can I get a can I get a location other than a basketball stadium?
Chris is just sadly shaking his head.
Throwing batteries at you.
Oh my god.
Oh, well, hey Jim, I didn't expect to run into you at the proctologist's office.
Yes, my wife just died. And
I've got a gun. Everyone get down.
Uh, All right, let's call. Okay, so we're calling. Oh, this I know people love when I explain what's happening. We decided to have a holiday party and call some of our friends who can't be with us this
Christmas.
Yeah,
we want to make sure they get an invite to the holiday party.
Yeah, we're celebrating Hanukkah. Oh, was tonight the last night of Hanukkah? Shouldn't you be doing something, Max?
No, I bought myself. I went on eBay and bought myself some Star Trek toys that I didn't get for my big Hanukkah present when I was a kid.
Aww.
So I discovered that you can go online. Here's the deal. All I wanted when I was a kid was Star Trek action figures because I would make my own Star Trek plots. And my parents did get me Star Trek action figures, but I never really had all the ones I wanted. And they were honestly pretty bad at picking them out for me. So like I remember that like I had like at one point I had like a like an old Western Deanna Troi from the episode of Fistful of Data's. I had like an Andorian with like a cloth garment on, like a real cloth garment. And I was like, why? I was always confused as a kid. I was like, A, why would did they make this? Like, who is this like and who wants to play with an Andorian? But B, I never had all the ones I wanted. And I've discovered that, you know, if you don't care about collecting that, so if you don't care about original packaging, you can go on eBay and get Star Trek action figures for like 99 cents. So
wow.
I've probably spent $100 on what I do is I Google Star Trek Playmates action figures 1994 lot. That's the key word because what it means is it's someone's open collection. And they'll always put a bunch of caveats of like, nah, there's two Worfs in here. And like, I don't care. Send them over.
Oh, shit, dog. These are nice.
They're still good to play with.
I think our good friend Tiff is on the line.
Oh, Tiff's coming for the holiday party?
Tiff, are you?
Hey, everybody.
Hey, it's Tiff.
So Tiff came in the middle of that story, and everyone makes fun of me for talking about the white Teslas that we started about Max's action.
Listen, what are our listeners here for except to hear about what toys I did and did not get on Hanukkah on the big night in 1994?
Well, now you're the rich boy and I'm not the rich girl, so you can get vintage AT-ATs. Did you ever finish your AT-AT?
I did. It's glorious.
Oh, good.
Tiff, what were your big childhood toys?
Oh, I had these things like called, I think it was called Precious Places, and they were like a whole model city all in like pink and stuff. But you had these magnets that you can move all the little people around underneath the scenery.
This actually sounds extremely cool.
Oh, holy shit. Yeah, this is amazing.
They were really cool.
What's
and there was like little mice that you can like run through little hallways and stuff. And I was totally, you know, the rich kid with the mansion. I had the whole mansion. I had the skating rink. I had all the little townhouses. I had all the things.
I would have tried to be friends with you just so I could come over and play with your toys.
I kind of had the greatest childhood. So
now,
sorry, everybody.
Now, everyone is a goyim except for me, right? Not
what?
Not that there's any Jews on this podcast.
Yeah, well,
okay, I don't wanna...
I'm a secret Jew, as I learned.
But you
do
Christmas.
Yeah.
See, on Hanukkah, so everyone always does this joke of like, oh, Hanukkah must be so great. You get eight nights of presents. And like, you don't. You get you get seven nights of like responsibilities of like literally like it's like a box of candy or like socks or it's not good. You get seven lame presents and then one big like Mighty Max on the last night.
Or like Easter.
So it's like seven nights of stockings?
Yeah.
It's like stocking. It's a seven nights of stocking stuffers.
But more or less, yeah.
Wait, what do you mean like Easter?
Well, you get kind of the second tier presents. If you take out the candy, did you not get presents at Easter?
No, I got a Nintendo DS.
Holy shit. You got a Nintendo for Easter?
Was that your first handheld game? Was that your first like portable gaming system?
No.
My
first portable gaming system was a Game Boy Color.
Bunny must have been like a huge
I had that
pepper.
Fucking I here Alex, let me tell you something. When I was a kid, we didn't have any of these fucking color graphics or little cartridges. I had a fucking original Game Boy and it was big and it took like eight AA batteries. Here's the colors it could be. It could be black or green. That's it.
Here's
And you had to play with that.
Well, so you never had a Game Boy Pocket? The Game Boy Pockets were great.
The little foldy boys?
No. There was, after the Game Boy, there was a Game Boy Pocket, which was basically like...
My brother had that.
Oh, it was so good. Here's the thing. I've accepted and now I understand that I was the rich kid growing up. But maybe my parents were like, oh God, this kid sure has some stuff ahead of her. And was like, might as well try to make her happy now. And we're like, ah, yeah, happy. Well, but shouldn't we get more presents on Easter? Because Jesus came back. Like,
oh, that's right. It's got a happy ending.
Yeah, there was more actionable items than being born.
Yeah, he didn't really have so much of a role in that. I mean, he kind of did because he's technically, you know, he's got part of the trilogy and whatnot. So they call him the Holy Trilogy?
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, Tiff, now we didn't do any food at our at the Dubai Friday holiday party here.
What?
I just came from the basketball game. And we did have we had something called an endless snack attack, which was honestly more frightening than enticing. And then
we had
a bucket of shrimp on ice.
Whoa! What
also, he was in a box.
You have basketball shrimp. You don't. That's not a thing. Basketball shrimp.
Well, right now I'm enjoying a cocktail for the party.
Ooh, okay.
And
go on.
I'm drinking a Nagasaki. Have you ever heard of that?
Yes.
Go on.
It's one part eggnog, three part sake.
Yo, nice.
Holy mackerel, Andy. Whoa.
Yeah. I know. It's so good.
That
I've been having them
real good
for like a week.
Cut through the nog real nice.
Fat boy or a little man?
Oh, yeah. I'm drinking it out of a little man right now.
Little man? Okay. You know what's funny is either of those could describe Trump.
All right. Up here.
If you had a picture of goodness. Trump next to that abomination from the Disney Hall of Presidents. The thing that looks like
it's really bad.
It looks like
it's
a lumpy.
So
it looks
bad.
Like an old lady with a fake wig who got exposed to who opened up the Ark of the Covenant in Indiana Jones.
Have you seen it yet, Tiff?
Oh yeah. Why is its neck so like skinny? It's like on a little toothpick.
Oh no, you cannot see that.
If you had Trump standing next to that thing, you would caption it "Fat Boy and Little Man."
Hall of Presidents. All right, let's go look. I'm going to go with fresh eyes. Oh, my goodness. Look what he's doing with his hands.
Now, wait a minute.
Oh, no, in his hand. Oh,
Tiff,
no.
You have a child. I see him.
I do.
I see him on Instagram sometimes.
Yeah, he's around, yeah.
What's he getting for Christmas?
Oh, he's getting all the things.
Does he listen to the podcast?
He does not, yeah. So I guess I could tell you. Yeah. He's getting like a boatload of Octonaut toys.
What is that?
Octonaut.
They're little underwater explorer characters.
Oh, this is adorable.
Yeah,
oh, it's getting, like,
take
them
in the bath?
Oh,
toys.
This is so cute.
Yeah, you can take most of them in the bath, which is great, which I'm sure he'll just take them all in the bath, so I don't really care.
Aww.
But I figured Santa was good for all of the garbage toys, you know,
yes.
Like the candy of toys. And I want to get him, like, you know, the good important stuff.
That's what my parents did, too. They're like, okay, now that all of your presents have been opened, these are, you got all your Santa gifts. Here are the gifts from us, and that is basically how they explained to my brothers, like, why the other kids in their class weren't getting a GameCube.
These are very cool. These are like great, actually great industrial design. They look like vinyl toys.
Well, they're pretty good, and the show itself is really good because he learns a whole bunch about, like, sea creatures, you know, and he, like. He comes out and he knows all kinds of stuff.
Was this his Halloween costume?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yes.
Oh, that's what he was. Okay.
Yeah. He was Peso the medic.
We got that wonderful photograph. No, is that him? Is that Halloween in that photograph?
Yeah, in the back of your Christmas card.
I was so confused.
Max, you didn't get a Christmas card.
Oh, well.
Sorry.
Okay.
Oh, God. I have to say, I remember.
I'm sorry I had to find out this
way.
Well,
because, well, you weren't. You didn't,
wow,
you didn't
invite
me to come to Vegas with
holiday
me.
Party.
So.
It's a good thing I don't have the hang up button. Now, let me ask you a question. Let me ask you a question about this
you,
notion.
I could send you one of the panic leftover cards, you know, when you get one from someone and you're like, oh, shit, I got to send this out real fast.
It's here somewhere. It's here somewhere.
Now, let me ask you a question about this and the whole notion of the kids are going to learn something from watching the Octonauts. Now, no one is more in favor of children watching TV than I am. I mean, I watched an unbelievable amount of television. I'm fine, and I still watch an unbelievable amount of television. And I'm fine. I mean, for God's sakes, the president watches 10 hours of television.
I was going to say,
and he's doing great. No one's more in favor of so this is not an argument against kids watching TV. However,
no,
but kids don't learn shit from the TV. Like it's the same reason that nobody
they learn.
It's the same reason that nobody
my kid absorbs.
No way. It's the same reason that people don't click on ads on Facebook because you're there.
No.
To shop.
He was a 3-year-old telling me about tardigrades. Come on,
that's awesome.
Crazy.
Well, I don't think we call them that anymore.
No.
Water bears. Nope, so sorry.
It's kind of ableist.
Yeah. Okay. Water bears.
Oh, okay. It's like we say crisscross applesauce now.
America. Yeah.
But the, you know, let me tell you what's crazy is that here's the thing, you guys, is that I know that we call them water bears
now. No take backs. No, no, that would be cross giving.
I know that we, I know that we call them water bears now and that that's the PC term. But you know that in 3 years, water bear is going to be an insult. You're going to be like, wow, anyway, we got the president's real water bear, huh?
Water bear. That would be like a that's like a bear that likes water. So it'd be a man, a big hairy man. He's like a big guy. He likes to go to the pool. He meets with the other water bears.
Anyway, all this purported educational programming, like when I was a kid, it was nothing but like I would watch like Power Rangers, right? And I'd get amped up.
That's not educational.
I would get amped. My brother and I would come home from school and we'd watch Power Rangers and we'd get all overstimulated and we'd beat each other with like couch cushions. But then you get all hyped up and they'd be battling each other. And then at the end of the episode, they'd come on with some message of like, and remember, kids, always turn off light bulbs to save electricity. That was the learning.
The biggest problem with all, I think, and you can tell me if you think this is right, Tiff, but I think one of the biggest problems is that term educational TV, which is something that I think came into fashion probably when I was a kid with the dawn of PBS. Well, you know, maybe if we found a different word for it, because what she's saying I found to be true with my kid too. Back then it was stuff like Sid the Science Kid and stuff, but her retention for stuff on some of those shows was really crazy. I mean, and she'd want to hit with couch cushions. But the problem is, like, you know, who fucking cares? The problem is the educational TV thing, that's something that's a mantle that liberals have taken up so that they can feel good about parking their kid in front of the TV. You can't be somebody who lets their kid watch TV or you're supposed to be really ashamed. My kid watched Adventure Time tonight. She cried watching Adventure Time because it was so good. Have you seen that? Have you seen the latest episodes?
Oh, no, the newest ones? No.
It's Margaret
season
and
behind.
It's got Jake's parents in it and it's time travel and...
Spoilers.
But like what
I'm gonna take my headphones off again.
Now we're watching Bunheads, which is very important. She's learning about ballet, I guess. But don't you think, Tiff, isn't that part of it? Like I tried to make a case, I think it was to you idiots, that like one problem is that PBS is no longer the gold standard in good kids TV. I mean, especially when you're shoveling shit like Caillou in there. There's so much stuff that's being done better other places. Like a lot with PBS. I don't know. What do you think?
Caillou's definitely going to grow up to be one of these alt-right YouTubers.
I don't know. We're not all about PBS. We just do Netflix.
Do you think Caillou has cancer? I always thought that's why he didn't have hair.
He's just raised by that awful effeminate father who like never disciplines him. and he constantly bumbles through the world like fucking everything up.
It's that
you're
neighbor
right, guys,
you got to keep an eye
sounds
on.
Really good.
He's like a water bear King Midas. Like everything he touches turns to shit. And his effeminate bumbling father has to follow behind him cleaning up his mess and he's
falling down. You know what his line is? His dad's catchphrase is "Oh no." I oopsie doopsied. Oh no.
He's gonna grow up and he's gonna be one of these like entitled kids and he's like not gonna have a girlfriend because he's gonna be insufferable and he's gonna have opinions about the shape
of
ice
Max,
cubes.
Why are you watching Caillou?
And then he's gonna become a proud boy. He's gonna be doing gonna be like, oh no, no faps,
no
I gotta
fap,
recite the
no
breakfast
fap.
Cereals.
No.
Oh no. Oh no, my child's
oh,
racist.
No. Oh no, oh no, my son did a racism. Oh no.
You have a vibra slap over there? What is happening?
The president with short hair and a long neck fold.
Are you able to call in more than one person at a time?
You know what? I could.
Roll them on. We're going to Katamari the holiday party. Here we go. Woo!
Let's just do it till it breaks.
Katamari Damacy holiday party.
If you have to go, you can sign off, Tiff.
I don't have to go anywhere.
All right, holiday party.
I'm in bed. I'm in my cozy bed, hanging out. My dog's right here. I got my Nagasaki. I'm good to go.
Now,
it's time for one of these beers, Alex.
Oh God! All right, Tiff, what we're drinking is Max has some nice bullet whiskey. I've got my Diet Coke and Tito's vodka, and Max requested that I get Old Style or High Life.
Or PBR.
Or we have PBR in the office.
Oh, so I would have had that.
I ordered a 12-pack of Old Style, and it cost $7. I'm sorry, Max is having some issues. And it cost $7 delivered.
What?
And it I thought it was the cans. No, these are bottles. $7 for 12 Old Styles.
Alex, the thing about Old Styles, it's got old world methods, but the choicest hops.
That's a good beer.
Don't you guys? Do you guys get a little bit drunk and you like a shitty beer?
Sure.
No.
Okay. No.
Am I the only person who has enough? Who's man enough? Who has the balls to admit that beer tastes bad?
No, beer is terrible.
Oh no,
beer tastes very bad.
That's why I don't want it when I'm drunk.
It just
tastes like college. That's what it tastes like. It tastes like the floor of a college. Like
a cold Coors Light. Now that's good.
No,
that is. It's good. It's like a diet.
If it's a nice cold Bush. My problem is beer does not make me feel good. If I have two beers, like I think, oh, it's Saturday afternoon. I'm a grown ass man. I should have me a beer. And I drink me an IPA, and it's like, ho-ho, daddy needs sleepy time. I get so tired after one beer. It's like a meal.
Bread.
Yeah.
Ugh. And I.
You're having at least one presidential lunch worth of bread.
Oh God. Oh, why'd you have to remind me? Oh.
I'm so
upset. Can we talk about the fallout from the McDonald's day?
Yeah, I think so.
Follow up.
Why did you all participate in this challenge?
Well, let me ask you this.
I'm telling you, hey, the eating challenges are not for the faint of heart. Let me tell you.
Oh, my God.
Coming from an
expert.
I will
do by Friday mukbang. I shit my brains out the next day. I had crazy shits the next day. I mean, they're not healthy. These were not the shits of a healthy person.
Were they turquoise?
Like violent protesting shits.
I was
like,
on the.
Like,
I had some long sort of. They came in stops and starts. Some very upsetting shits.
Oh,
and I was thinking, like,
did you get some wet string boys?
Oh, I have my tactical moist wipes ready to go. You know, I'm a toilet operator. I go into those combat zones and I'm prepared, Merlin. I have my tactical wipes. I've got reading material.
I sharpen all my knives. Splatter is something you plan for. You know, there's gonna be splatter. You just bring along the tools you need to deal with that.
You eat that amount of McDonald's. You plan to be on the toilet 2-3 hours a day. You practice putting your tourniquet on. You gotta make sure you can do it one handed.
I think I may have strained myself. Blanton's, the original single barrel
the
bourbon
best
whiskey.
The part about eating that quantity of McDonald's is that you sit on the toilet for 5 to 6 hours.
I swear to Christ, it's all turning into one character. It also sounds
it
like
gives me
2XL.
Plenty of time to compose my tweets.
Here's the problem, Merlin. You complimented that voice, and now
it's a very good voice.
It is a very good voice.
I'm going to do this voice until it's driven into the ground.
Next door. Neighbor Johnson, his name is Johnson. He's a law enforcement officer, and on his next door page, he says, "I love my gun collection." Subject line, possible suspicious person, casing houses on Dingle, between Dingle and Dingle. Just reported to SFPD, young male with black hoodie hood is on with backpack, looks like gray sweats, walking between houses on Dingle, between Dingle and Dingle. Neighbor John reports back, "What is he doing that caught your attention?" Neighbor Cian says, "The police know." Neighbor Cian further says, "I live around there. Do the police know? I'm worried because my aunt is 91. Continues a little bit further. Somebody is pulling for Johnson's bona fides, saying he's a police officer. He's lived here for 61 years. Apparently, he's a police officer. Neighbor Johnson reports back. "Everyone, I called the police to follow up. And they said they found someone who fit the description, and he's a contractor." "I don't know, maybe some..." This is Neighbor Antonio. Great story, Merlin. "I don't know, maybe someone who, as disgusting as it may seem, is looking for a place to pee or poop. I share your concern, especially because this person is on my block. I will be on the lookout. As Teddy Roosevelt said, speak softly, but carry a big stick, and let us all be thankful for those who protect us." Holy shit! I probably shop near this person and don't know it.
I mean, people should be afraid of contractors... at going to the bathroom, because we had a contractor who totally broke our toilet. So, I mean,
with volume?
Yeah.
Yeah. You mean like he really filled that thing up? He really got in there.
He came over first thing in the morning. What did he do? Take a massive dump in our toilet.
Did he have a large coffee? Did he have like a large coffee with him?
I don't know, but they broke the toilet seat and it was crazy. It was our one working bathroom.
Do you think he was a scooter? You think he scooted? A lot of big guys.
But he did. He took care of our plants.
If you don't drink enough water, a lot of people scoot.
Oh, he might. I don't know. But he was very attentive to the irises out in our garden. Okay.
Well, that's nice. I mean, a man who's gentle with an iris shouldn't be able to. But here's the thing. It's like you say to people, this is sort of goes back to the John Roderick thing where like the contractor guy says, don't worry, I don't need a toilet. Well, he's going to be using it somewhere. You know what I'm saying? But he shouldn't. Right. I mean, that should be covered. You should have some kind of a clause for that.
It's like the motto of the outdoorsman. You always leave it cleaner than when you found it. You got to bury your poop.
Leave only footprints and take only shits.
I have exciting news. My partner Maddie said I can call them because apparently they've started listening to the show, but I don't believe them. And
get Maddie on.
Chris, I'm gonna give you the.
I've got some guys doing work on my house right now, and there's like five or six of them over there. And you know when they start the job, they're like, "Oh, do you mind if we use the bathroom?" And like, what I want to be cool.
Don't
be
say
like,
yes.
Yeah, like of course, guys. Like, come on, you're all part of the family. Like, you know, and enjoy. Like, you know, tuck in and make yourself at home. But I did say
do you
that.
Require a periodical?
Yeah. You say that, and then your toilet's broken.
It is. Trust me. It's grim in there. It's not broken, but I'm not going to be using that bathroom anytime soon. I mean, it's pretty grim.
Is it persistent? Yep. Some people are more persistent than others.
It's like,
for example,
bad.
Tonight I had meatballs for dinner, and I know I make a kind of fart when I've had these meatballs. I walk partway through the subway station. I can still smell it on the other side. Some foods are very persistent. Now, a contractor, they want to get as many calories in as they can, and they want to really pack that in. Mm-hmm. The reason I ask about the coffee is that's going to be like a cannon blast.
Well, they're microwaving like a Polish cabbage dishes in my kitchen all day, and then just inhaling like a pound of brick dust. So I think that's making kind of a stew. And it sounds like it's a bowling ball being dropped in there. I mean, it's not good.
Do you like go up and listen? Like, hey, what's going on?
Is it unavoidable?
It sounds like
they're
laying an egg in there.
Mm. Do they groan?
Oh, there are. It's like Ron Swanson getting his foot rubbed.
We're calling Maddie now.
Ow. Hello?
Hey.
Hello.
Hey.
Oh, it's to my Friday holiday party. Woo.
Hey, guys.
All right. Maddie, on the line, we've got Max Temkin of Cards Against Humanity, Merlin Mann, an independent blogger, speaker, and writer, and
Hello.
Tiffany Arment, Hello. An accomplished photographer, blogger, do you have a podcaster? You know the only podcast you like top four? We're talking to Tiff. Tiff is also on the line.
Okay. So,
hey, Maddie.
Hi.
Oh, you can actually hear Tiff. Good. Hooray. So I just want to ask you before, as you said, you've listened to three episodes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Shut up. Yes.
Do you know what?
What were the episodes that you listened to? What jokes do you remember that I made on them?
I've got.
Don't test them.
A
don't
good
do this.
List.
No.
That I prepared them. Do you?
First of all, in my defense, I have to listen to her edit it every week. So technically, I have heard
you
more
just hear at the beginning and the end
three.
To make sure the bounces haven't been fucked up, which 80% of the time they are. The first time
Did
around.
I get all the slurs out?
better listen to Max's track one more time.
How many times did Alex say cunt?
Get a pencil.
Dike, dike, dike. Matthew, do you know what a fatberg is?
Nope.
Do you know what the Powder Nation is?
What is this? You're fake geek girling your wife?
Yes. Maddie, Powder Nation. What's the Powder Nation?
I don't know.
Are you familiar with the term Cox's Cucks?
Yes.
Who are they?
Oh my god.
Wait a minute, Maddie, didn't you coin
No, that was Kara, although they are
they're like Alex's soy boys.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They sometimes find their Starbucks and say hello. Totally normal. Do you know who my problematic boyfriend is?
Is it Elon Musk?
Yes. Good job. That is. He's okay. The top one. Now I have what's a...
Hey, I'm doing pretty good.
Yes. So good.
What's
you
a
get
funny
the parachute gift card
done on this show? Now I've forgotten all of them.
This is Max. I have questions. Are there any developments in the furniture situation in the last year? Two years? Have there been any developments in the furniture situation?
We have two kitchen chairs.
Ooh, that's enough for both of you.
Yeah, we can both sit at the table now.
That's a lot of progress.
That's nice.
Yeah.
I know.
However, getting a new couch is, this is not exciting, but getting a new couch is probably out of the picture for a while because Frankie likes to scratch it to pieces to get our attention.
Wait just a minute.
He decides he's not getting enough
love. Wait just
love.
A minute. I have an IKEA couch that I am getting rid of. Do you guys want it? It's really nice. It's yeah. like less than a year old, and it's for complicated reasons. I can't keep it in my house, and I don't know what to do with it, and it's kind of stressing me out, and I would love to give it to you guys.
Yes,
okay. Point of information, Max.
Yes.
I have concerns. I have grave concerns about the scale of furniture inside of rooms. How big is it? Will it be accommodated?
I'm gonna get the our friends, the Starving Artist Movers, to disassemble it because they come with their little hex wrenches and they disassemble the IKEA furniture, bring it into your house and then reassemble it. And it has like a chaise lounge that on one side, you know, like a side that comes out so you can like lie down on it and you can put it on the left or the right side because
Are they visibly hungry?
Yeah. They're all punk musicians.
Get it later. It's okay. Is there anything that you would like to say about Alex? For example, we hear a lot about when Alexandra sees a Tesla and gets excited about it. Have you ever been with Alexandra when she sees a Tesla in the wild?
I think the first time she saw one, I had to follow it for a while, even though it was not headed in the direction we were traveling.
This was literally like 6 years ago, guys. It was very exciting.
Can I ask you a question about Alex?
I mean,
now you guys have been together for, how long have you guys been together? It's been a while, right?
Six years.
Do you remember the first time that you went to the family hog farm? You do?
Is that a euphemism?
No.
Hoggington. Oh.
Okay, and do you remember the first time that you went into the room with the pigs, with the porcelain pigs?
Yeah.
What was your reaction like, I'm in the sunken place, like I need to get out of here?
No, I wanted to be able to touch them. It was like a museum where I was so fascinated, but I knew I was not allowed to touch them or I would be murdered.
It's just understood.
I was like, every instinct in my body is like, this is the least Jewish place I've ever been in my entire life. I need to leave this place immediately.
You're saying very much like that movie. I mean, that's you in the reclining chair. That's you in like the lazy boy in the basement watching TV.
A warehouse full of thousands of porcelain pig models.
Tiff, I will send you a photo. Yeah. My grandparents are collectors, and they collect a lot of things like cars and tractors, nutcrackers, whiskey bottles, John Deere memorabilia, and pig paraphernalia of any. Literally, there is half a barn filled with.
So Alex, you're saying they like pigs? What do they got? Like five or six? They keep them all in like a little case in the dining room. Is that how that works?
Oh. No, it's so much work.
How big could it be?
Merlin, Maddie, how big is it?
Wait, how big is what?
The barn.
There's a barn full of knickknacks?
Yes. Tiff, I don't think, it's really
I really like the show Hoarders. Is it like that a little bit?
Here's the thing. My grandparents it's like they're classy hoarders because they can afford.
Oh, there's a show for that too.
Yeah. Oh, really? Classy. Like people who can afford places to put their trash so it looks nice. That's basically them.
Have they done an episode on John Roderick?
Like a fancy duchess.
Yes, they have that. Oh, it's like Extreme Collectors or something. That's what it's called.
Yeah, they just keep buying houses to put their.
It's so crazy. There's like rooms and rooms full of dolls, like men with dolls on the show. It's so good. So good.
One last question, Maddie. Did you buy Drano?
Okay. I did, yes. Why?
Because then I don't need...
Why is that a question?
I'm very concerned about the mold in
my
shower.
Need some CLR.
What's the mold situation?
It's not black.
Yeah, there's a lot of avenues that do not have to go to Drano, just for what it's worth.
No, okay, so our shower is flooding. This is I was trying to do a bit.
Have you tried the hair thing? I mean, you're
some pooping lady.
Have you tried the hair thing where you put the long pipe cleaner thing down and it pulls out all the hairs and whatnot?
As seen on Shark Tank.
As seen on Shark Tank.
Because we have really short hair. We're very gay. But we did, though, have, like, a situation where the cats were sitting in the sink so much. Like, in small apartments, if you have a tiny sink, like, it's just going... You will need to Drano it at some point, despite the fact that you're supposed to ask your landlord, even though we don't every time.
Have you tried... I mean, have you tried baking soda and... I don't mean to sink-splain to you. Have you tried baking soda and vinegar? Did you make a volcano in there?
Oh, no. Interesting.
Wait a minute. Why don't you call your Blue Lives neighbor landlord and you say, please respect the troops in our drain and flush out the hair.
I'm proud to be
We've got a class 3 operation that needs to take place in our drain. We've got to deploy the troops in there and clear it out.
Okay, Maddie.
There's WMDs in there. Go get them.
People have accused me of making up Blue Lives Matter guy. Can you confirm that he is indeed...
No one's accused that.
No, not you guys. Just the internet. And you know how much I like to prove Twitter.
he does exist. And
you made friends
terrifying.
With him. It was horrible. Now he says hello to me.
I just like his dog. His dog is blind and named Stanley.
Oh, Stanley.
Thank you for your service.
All right, Matt, I will see you at home tonight, and I promise I won't throw up in the bed.
Okay, well, aww, I appreciate so that. So also, sweet. Don't throw up in your hair.
Hey, wait a minute. Hard. Wait a minute. Do you remember when we went to Boston and we were at that drink party and we got really drunk, and then we got an Uber and made it go through the drive-thru at McDonald's and get French fries?
Oh, no, Maddie wasn't there because they were still talking to Pat Rothfuss about children and,
what a night.
Pat Rothfuss really likes trying to convince people to have kids.
Oh boy.
Everybody needs a hobby.
Yeah.
Yeah. That'll turn out great.
Oh yeah.
And Maddie, thanks for being on the program. I enjoy you from afar. It's nice to finally get to hear your voice and chat with you.
Same, yeah.
To my Friday holiday party. Woo!
I don't know how to hang up on you, but Chris is probably gonna hang up on you now. Can you tell me the name? Can you just say the name of the city that Max and I live in?
Chicago.
Yes.
Chicago.
All right. Merlin, can you name the city that Max and I live in?
Like saying it like in my normal Ohio voice? Chicago.
Max, can you tell us where we live?
Chicago.
Oh, God. Why? What did your parents do to hurt you? What is
Chicago.
Wow.
Oh, my
wow.
God.
Is that weird? Chicago?
Yes.
I don't know.
Are you looking for Chicago? What are you looking for?
No.
Alex has a little bit of that, like, Blues Brothers
which
voice.
Is so weird because I grew up further than the city. Like, I spent a lot of time in the, for everybody listening, it is Chicago.
You're a fake Chicago girl.
I don't hear a difference.
Chicago.
Keep saying it.
Chicago.
Say it over and over.
Chicago.
You know, we've got one of the R-Mens. What if we had another one of the R-Mens?
Hey. Hello. Who is this?
It's ATP.
Hey!
More boys. Why did I do this to myself?
Sorry.
Our bad.
Oh, God.
Welcome to the Dubai Friday Holiday Show, the holiday spectacular.
Where did
do
that
it by Friday sausage fest?
Oh, man. I'm not prepared for the holiday show this time.
Oh,
one
my
time,
God.
I'm
we've
not
got
prepared.
the whole fucking roster. Oh, this is so exciting.
Only the best for you guys.
Where's Merlin? Is this another episode where he doesn't appear?
You know, John, since I've got you here, do we have any...
Oh,
I feel like we should just address any grievances that we might have with Merlin. I mean, we've kind of got him cornered.
I have a whole other podcast for that. And you have a whole after show where you do it.
It's been really good lately. I am absolutely digging that podcast I can't remember the name of. But it's been very good lately.
I can't tell if this is Merlin doing a thing, but now it's fun to listen to all of his other shows where he specifically does not mention Dubai Friday.
I mentioned
just
Dubai
referred
Friday
to as the
a
another
lot.
Program.
I'm reminding people that it exists.
Oh,
you know, it's just this podcast I do with some friends.
Mm-hmm. this shit show.
Hey, so how deep into the holiday party are we?
Oh, well, we could get, you know, I got a couple old styles going, a little bit of some of this stuff. I don't know.
Max hasn't had anything to drink. My goodness.
Now, who's got the $10,000 Mac?
Nobody yet, but Marco might have ordered one.
I actually don't know yet whether I've ordered one. It's complex.
Is it like some sort of Hunger Games scenario where you have to rush towards the cornucopia in the center for the opportunity to buy a $12,000 Mac?
No, it's more like you wake up surrounded by empty bottles and wonder exactly what you ordered.
The really amazing thing is that we've been talking about the Mac Pro for like 2 hours and Casey is still sober and here.
I know. Both of those are accurate and both of those surprise even me.
Veronica was she has a MacBook Air from like 2009 or something like that, and it finally
probably the last time they updated.
It finally shit the bed, and so she needed a new laptop. So we like went to the Apple store, and on the way she was like, "So what computer do I get?"
And I was like,
"You have no idea what a complicated question that is."
And I was like, 700 hours of tech podcast.
I literally was like, "Well, I have like 8 hours of tech podcasts that you could listen to," and then eventually I was like, "You should probably text Alex and just ask Alex what laptop to get." But Alex never texted back.
Oh, no, she did. Look at my text now.
Oh, no.
Sorry, Veronica.
I think she wound up getting the 13-inch MacBook Pro with the Touch Bar because that's the only one where they have the upgradable hard drive.
Yeah, it's... Oh, God.
But it's not a good time to buy an Apple.
What?
It's not a good time. You can't get above... They only sell small... only up to, like, 500 gigs on the non-Touch Bar MacBook
Pro. You can't get a terabyte on the non-Touch Bar 13-inch.
Well, this will be a great experiment to see if you start hearing complaints about the Touch Bar. And she'll blame you and blame Alex for recommending the wrong
for
computer.
For not texting back.
I'm in my classes, I'm like, because of that goddamn Touch Bar, I'm 100% I am guy who starts playing music in the middle of class. It's happened many times.
Oh, my God.
How embarrassing is that music? That's the real question.
No, it's like music.
I was playing, one time it started playing... Blood, Sweat, and Tears song, and the whole horn section came on. Go Down Gambling. It was very embarrassing. That was a very funny song to start playing in the middle of
a
law lecture.
At least it's like a band that was respected at one time. Like, you're not playing like Da 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 or something.
Fish.
What is that Atlas band you like? What is that called?
Yeah.
You know what? I can see you though, like playing accidentally playing music and be like, oh, whoops, Strelia Manifesto came on. Oh, whoops, look at this new B-side of the Cloud Cult that only I have. And then you have friends based on, like, people are like, oh, I know that. Or they think, you're the cool kid with, like, the cool EPs.
Mm. You think he's trying to show off to people in his law school class?
Well, you're probably also, I imagine you're probably the oldest person there, too. So it's like, you're like the old guy playing this music they've never heard of.
I am at the average age of my program is actually 30, so I'm in there.
Do they know who you are? In the sense that, do they know that you made
this?
Do you
know who I am?
A lot of the people in my program are actually like very accomplished in their fields or whatever. So it's not like mind-blowing.
Yeah, they're
prongles.
Like,
yeah, I mean, everyone's the creator of the prongles and the, you know, medical tubing field or whatever there. We have this thing called Power Week classes where you can take an entire quarter of class in like 1 week and you're there from 9 to 5 like every day. So it was very...
This is a very lawyery thing to do, I think.
Yeah, like they found a loophole to make it more efficient to cram the credits in. But so I did that, and I took a negotiations class. It was a good class, but I was, you know, you really get to know these people, and you're like going out to lunch every day and hanging out. And I was totally outed. I totally got outed, and people were like, "Yeah, it was extremely embarrassing. I did not like it."
Yeah, I can't imagine you would take that kind of attention well. But it is kind of significant that like when all of them get drunk together, they all play your card game. You're not like using their medical tubing.
Whatever. It's the you know what
you don't though. Know his life.
You know what though? It's the I know a lot of people in games or in indie games or whatever who, you know, they're like king shit of Fuck Mountain for whatever 1 year, and they win they win a bunch of meaningless, you know, they go to like, you know, the gamer awards, and they get, you know, like best graphics or something like that, and they're, you know, they're
is that a thing?
Yeah, that's one of the awards is best graphics.
They basically these awards are to the point of self-parody. And they're like, all these people get to be, you know, the shit for like 1 year. And then they strut around, you know, like they're like the big man on campus. And it's really humiliating because it's a pretty small molehill to be the king of. You know, it's like there's a big world out there. I feel the same way whenever I go to like any sort of new conference, and you're like. Like, do you ever go to do this where you like go to an industry conference like a you know something that you're like just on the periphery of and you're like, wow, these people have a whole little civilization here, like they've got their own like politics and like cool kids and an out group and the rebels, and it's like they've built a whole little world here for themselves. How cute. How cute. It's nothing like my world of Mac celebrities.
Yeah, it's
you know,
nothing like
Apple.
Going to a gaming convention or
yeah,
anything
it's,
like
it's
that.
Nothing, it's nothing like the reputable world of Apple commentators, you know, where it really counts.
You can pull a Merlin there and be like, they ask you, what do you do? You have to find the correct Merlin phrase for describing what you do in a way that doesn't reveal.
I'm a ceramicist.
Who you are. Not ceramicist. You could say small business owner. You don't want to say entrepreneur because then that makes them think you're like a Silicon Valley thing.
Have you ever said that, Max? Have you said, well, actually, I'm an
entrepreneur. Okay, a weird fact about me is I actually don't know how to pronounce the word entrepreneur. It's like a very upsetting word to pronounce. It always sounds wrong coming out.
Or you could say you're in management. I don't know. Like, what do you say, Alex? How do you describe your position?
I'm an accountant, and nobody has ever inquired further.
Yeah,
that's a good one.
It's a total lie. But
I think we might have. I think
knows what that is, and nobody wants to know more.
I hung up on your wife.
Yeah, I think we lost Merlin and Tiff, and they're still talking to each other.
All right, hold up. Let me see.
Isn't Tiff in the same room as you?
She's upstairs on my laptop in our bedroom.
Hey!
Hello?
Wait, what's going on? It's Dubai Friday Holiday Party. You're back with Max and Alex.
No, you're back.
The tone of our conversation has suddenly changed. Now, the thing is, Tiff and I have been talking about this. I don't want to break the timeline.
Okay.
I don't know how we're going to reconcile the podcast that Tiff and I just had. But you're going to have to figure it out, Alex. There may be sound effects involved. Tiff, did you watch the Beyoncé video yet?
Oh, no. I have it queued up. Is it responsible to just watch stuff while you're podcasting?
Wait, you're saying we did like a Marvel
she's totally
universe.
Fucking pregnant.
We like
she's totally
we bifurcated
pregnant.
The universe.
Yes. Yes.
Oh,
and then I
got to
put the volume up.
Oh my god.
Have you seen the video for Countdown?
Are the ATP, are the computer boys here now?
Wait,
we lost the computer boys.
I just got a message from Marco that said they accidentally hung up on you. Try again.
Nice.
Damn.
Alexandra, have you ever heard the song Countdown by Beyoncé?
I have heard the song. I have not seen the video.
Oh, it's a great video, but you're aware that it was a huge influence on the Angelica song, right?
Yes. Oh, of course.
Oh, it's such a good song. Check her out. Check her out, Tiff. She's totally pregnant.
I'm trying to play it, man. It's up. Ah. I'm just going to send you some stickers.
All right, cool. I'll send you some stickers, too. Mm-hmm. Oh, let me see what I got. Oh, shit. My phone's over on the dingus.
Okay. So we got Marco back. We're calling John.
Hey! It's a holiday party. Right.
So now you got me. I just put Casey and John on hold, I think.
Skype is such a great piece of software.
Wait a minute. Are you in the same?
Yeah.
Are you calling from inside the house?
Right.
Hey!
Party!
And now Kate, we're calling Casey
Hello?
Back.
Hi!
Hey!
It's a holiday
Alex
party.
You might run a holiday party.
Nagasaki's for everyone.
Play a fish for everybody. They're probably still left over.
Oh God!
No one likes leftover fish. Don't just throw it away.
I was listening to that show, I realized that I have literally never had a fillet of fish in my life.
I've
really?
Never seen
never. Me either.
I think mm-hmm. I might have seen one, but I'm sure I never ate one.
The only thing that you're missing is the ensuing diarrhea.
Big stringy boys. Yeah.
In a comment that will surprise precisely nobody, I've had the fillet of fish many times, and it's not bad.
Oh, Casey.
Of course.
And then
he
has oddly white shits.
That's
welcome,
my state
you guys.
Of
thank you so much for coming to our holiday party.
Oh, the pleasure is all ours.
Your weekly challenge podcast.
Oh my God! I'm so
okay,
that's my favorite part of the show is hearing Alex pronounce the word challenge with her Midwest accent.
I'm just gonna mute and I'm gonna sit back and enjoy this.
Oh, wait,
go ahead, Johnny.
Any,
go.
Like you're any better,
hold
John
on,
Mario
my
and Carpenter.
My wife's side of the family is there. I know the accent very well. I find it charming and it makes me think of my in-laws and all my relatives in that part of the world.
John, can you say the name of the city that
Wait,
we are
that
in right now?
Slap?
Chicago?
We've established
Oh,
that.
Interesting. Marco, where are we recording right now?
Where are you yes. recording? Chicago.
Oh, see?
John Siracusa, can you say the name of the two brothers from the video game that we all know and love, those famous plumbers from Nintendo?
Ready, John? Ready? Luigi, one, two,
Mario.
Three.
Yeah, I say Mario. I don't have to say
Mario.
You know what I noticed? I was listening to Rec Diffs earlier today, and I was reminded that John pronounces corporate with two A's. It's corporate.
Corporate.
Wow, I don't think I do
with
that.
With his non-Boston accent. Like, just like torture.
I spoke.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, hey, I have an idea, guys. Let's all talk Boston. How we talk different. It's super fun and interesting.
Great story.
Where's John? Where's Siracusa from?
Where do you think Siracusa's from?
Philadelphia?
No!
I don't know, Boston?
His name is Siracusa.
Where are you from?
Oh my God, Long Island. Siracusa, from... you're from Long Island, right?
Mm-hmm.
Long
yeah.
Island.
Yeah, Long Island. Long Island.
No, Long Island. Just but get rid of the middle.
On Long Island, not in Long Island.
Someday, I'd love to hear a podcast where all of my favorite podcasters get
together.
I like this Long Island place is real.
Vowels. I like people saying that.
Oh, I know.
My
it's
city.
Super fun. This is a really good party, you guys. I'm really glad
great
I'm invited.
Story, guys.
You know, the one thing that when podcasters always get together that they talk about is what kind of microphone they use. Let's all go around and say our favorite microphones that we like to record on. Now, you guys get those gold plated XLR cables, right? I mean, they're better. Those monster cables, they're good. They're very conductive.
Let's all talk about Skype. How great is that?
Well, let's all talk about jokes that podcasts talk about when they talk about joking about podcasts.
We're not using the other one anymore.
No dog.
Yo dog.
It's so meta, man.
It's meta AF.
I'm so glad Tip is here.
Is it on Fleck? Is that what you say? Is that what the kids say?
Fleck?
It's on Fleck. Oh, my eyebrows are on Fleck.
Tiff. Tiff.
No. Someone who's only ever
from
read
the French.
That word.
I mean, look at me. Come on. I can't. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know.
So how's it going in Chicago these days? What's going on in Chicago? Or fancy San Francisco?
Oh, everything's fine. I'm enjoying a vodka Diet Coke, my second vodka Diet
yes.
Coke.
Yes. Yes, but tell Casey what kind of vodka you're drinking.
I am drinking Tito's vodka.
I love you. I love you. You're the best. I haven't been drinking today, and I feel like I'm missing out now.
You definitely are.
Marco, what are you drinking?
I'm drinking a very tall can of beer that is almost done because I've been drinking it for
like
the last
beer
2 hours. Yep.
Marco got a beer advent.
Hey, John, this is Max. Did you get that DLC, the Destiny DLC?
Hi, Max. First time caller.
Did you get that Destiny DLC?
Oh, hey, Tiff, this is Merlin. Did you watch that Beyonce video yet?
Oh, yeah, let me get to that. Sorry, okay, I put it off again.
Here's the problem is I got that the DLC. I'm on PC, so I feel like we're late to everything, but I got that DLC, and I haven't even had time to open it yet. But it
what,
looks
what DLC?
The first DLC for Destiny.
Oh, Curse of Osiris?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is it good?
Tip, right. This is Merlin. Can you believe she's pregnant? Over.
Am I doing this right? No, you can't use any of this because Beyonce's in the background.
This is Alex. I'm the least funny person on this podcast, well, and I don't really say.
I feel like we're all here to talk about the new Star Wars movie.
Oh, no.
No.
We can do that.
No.
We haven't seen it yet, right? No, we haven't seen
nope,
it.
Nope.
You haven't seen it, Marco?
We're seeing it this week.
Okay. Well, I mean, I know Marco wouldn't go on his own, but I figured Tiff would have taken you back.
It came out like 3 days ago.
Like yes, and out. I've seen it 3 times.
Yeah, but I only want to see it at the Alamo when you can get food delivered to you.
That's what we did. That's what my lady friend waited until there were good seats at Alamo because they'll bring you food.
You have an Alamo by you, Merlin? I thought it was only...
Well, you know, kind of, yeah.
Nice pretzel bites they have. Man, we tried to get pretzel bites at a regular movie theater. I don't know what the hell they were. They were like... They were like the size of like dinner rolls.
You're disappointed by movie food. Your standards maybe.
What do we don't have any food at our at that
oh,
web at that
unfortunately,
theater.
Unfortunately, we
I got,
have
I got a little thimble of water for $18.
Well, I got the Star Wars pack for $40.
this was so funny.
What?
So I you,
what
you
is
go
that, like chicken sabers? Like what is
it? So I saw some people with cups that had little BB-8 toppers and I was like, "Oh, that's cute." And I go to the concessions to you know, spend my $30 on popcorn. And they're like, oh, excuse me, would you like a Star Wars pack? And I panicked because she was so, it wasn't like, would you like a Star Wars combo pack? It was like, would you like our Star Wars combo pack? You can have a red straw or a blue straw, depending on which lightsaber you like more. And I panicked and I said,
well,
yes.
Star Wars.
And then I spent $42 on a tub of popcorn.
So
and
Alex, Alex came walking back into the theater with like a gallon, like a milk jug of like Diet Coke with a BB-8 top on it and a contractor bag of popcorn. It structurally needed like two handles on the side, yes, in order to like hoist it. It was literally
she panicked. It rhymes with pan.
Yeah.
Great story, John.
They have big money at Menards.
Who are you talking Mandy. To right now?
Mandy.
Oh, goodness.
God, Beyonce has great eyebrows.
Oh, right?
What Beyonce video are you looking at?
Oh, we're watching now. I wanted to show Tiff Countdown.
Oh, man. I remember the night that Lemonade, like, you know how people are like, oh, where were you when JFK died? I like to ask people, where were you when Lemonade came out?
Ask Marco that. I'm sure he's got a good story about it.
Yeah, wait, the drink? What are you talking
about? At least I know what you're talking about. Oh, my word.
Wow. Marco,
I'm
surprised to discover that Marco's the whitest person on this on the show right now.
No,
but
it's beyond that. That's not just, it's a different class, a different category. Because he doesn't know about the white people pop culture either.
No.
Yeah, it transcends race, really.
Well, the last Fish song, there's like a really poppy Fish song right before you guys started tonight. It was really good. I think it might be coming around a little bit.
It was called More. It's one of their recent singles, and it's one of my favorites.
Did I ever tell you my Fish story?
They have singles?
No. How long is it?
Save it for the after show. Oh, Tiff, you have so many good stickers. Are you on iOS? I don't have all these good stickers. Oh,
wait, you're not on iOS? What kind of a question is that?
Breaking news! Digga.
Were you just added as a green bubble friend, or are you still using your ancient Mac Pro?
Hello, do you have time for a quick survey? I love you.
No, my phone's on the Samsung. I gotta go get it.
Wait, what? Really?
Fucking phone. No, I tried two different ones. I got the Mophie at home, I got the Samsung at work.
Oh, yeah, the circles.
No, the Mophie will chart. You know what? No one cares. Why are we doing this?
So, Merlin, I hear that you have a case on your iPhone now. What kind of case is that?
The Mophie will charge through the case. The Mophie will do it.
I know. It's very fancy.
I took my case off.
Oh, Marco's got a white phone now.
So I went on Amazon and I ordered one of these these charging pads. And so the one I got is like a black circle. And then it has a little plug, and it plugs into the wall, and it's got like one little green LED on the side. I don't know who makes it. It's like, Mophie or whatever. And I have it by my bedside.
If it was less than $60, it wasn't Mophie.
Yeah,
I don't know. It's some brand name electronics thing. So I don't know, Samsung or Mophie or some bullshit. It's one of these like Qi chargers. It was like one of the two that you're supposed to buy. And I put my phone on this thing, and I swear to God, it has never charged my phone through the night once. Like, somehow when I wake up, my phone is always, like, 1 millimeter off. Like, it moves one.
That sounds like the Belkin one.
Maybe. It moves, like...
We have one that looks like a plant coaster.
It's a terrible product. Sometimes I'm relying on that thing to keep my phone on, so my alarm goes off. My alarm does not go off.
Oh, dear.
Just tell that story to your law school professor. Let me tell you about why I didn't make it to class today.
It was bad industrial design. The phone slid off the conductive charging. It didn't get its
key. Look to your left and look to your right.
One of these people's alarm won't go off because their charger is not working right.
I found Samsung to be a disappointing model.
Oh, God. I was recently in a car with a lot of our mutual friends, and we were talking about, and it was, you know, it was the younger set, and most of us were around peak idiot age, my age, and we were talking about how I was like, we all totally wrote papers on our iPhones before it was cool, and before anybody else had iPhones, and then everyone proceeded to be
you wrote papers on your iPhone?
Yeah, because you could write anywhere because you had an iPhone.
You wrote a college paper on your iPhone?
Max, I was in high school. But yes.
Oh, God. Boo.
Well, the point I am going to prove in this essay.
Oh, no. Alex is young. Ah, blah, blah. But everybody else. else in the car is like, oh, no, I did that, but I didn't ever do homework. And no one, I'm interested of people on this podcast, because I was in a car with lots of people I admired and respected, and nobody ever did homework. Who did anybody on this podcast do homework diligently and well?
Oh, God.
No.
Oh, God.
I did.
Thank you.
Reasonably
oh,
so.
Interesting. Steph's a homework doer. I got to call that.
Nerd.
Wait, so is it a totally a girl thing?
Maybe.
Oh, like, I was bad. I was really bad.
No, it's an overachiever thing.
No, it's I'm afraid of my parents thing.
Well, okay, so here's what I feel like I know from listening to your various programs. You're all terrible people. Syracuse is not super into it. Marco, just super obdurate. Alex Alexandra, I feel like you did super good homework.
I'm not proud of it.
Yeah, I phoned it in. I phoned it in hard.
Max might have been a good homework person, I think.
Were you a good homework boy,
no,
Max?
No, I hated being there, and my only act of asserting my power was to not be a willing participant in the regime.
And yet you ended up in law school anyway.
Yeah.
Somewhere.
Yeah, but you know what's funny? It was in order to apply to law school, I had to get my transcript, my college transcript. And I hadn't looked at that fucking thing since I graduated.
Oh, no.
It is a boy.
C-.
Like grade,
boy,
like grades? Like
yeah,
actual
yeah,
grades?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Boy, that oh, is shit. Grim. I mean, it is. I got, what was funny was, so I got like D's and C minuses and like almost every gen ed and all. I remember I'll just
God,
like my whole like
God.
Life flashing behind my eyes of like all these professors I hated and I didn't do any work in the class. And then you could see like my junior year, I found my little niche. I found like the philosophy professors that I liked and the classes I wanted. And I got some good grades in those classes because I like applied myself and did the work. But boy, was I a bad student. I really resented having to be there. Even in college where I didn't have to be there, I still felt like I had to be there.
Well, you turned that around with law school. You're studying hard for that test and everything and cramming for
I
a
did.
Week
I got a fucking 4.0.
Asking your professor for feedback about exactly how you can be an even more kiss-ass student?
Yeah. Absolutely.
I know I did well, but how could I do better?
This A isn't good enough.
Yes,
for
but
me.
Specifically, why did I get an A? What were the what were your favorite parts of the essay?
Tell me more about me.
What's so good about me?
God, yeah, I just realized you're like the like lady on a date being like, "Do you like my dress?" Yeah, but what about? Do you like the sequence?
Well, it's good to know. It's good to know what you like about it. It
I
is.
Feel like from watching Top Dress, I do know how to. I would know how to compliment a dress, which is first you have to take the model and you like spin them around and start pinching at the fabric like they're like not even there, and then you go, "Oh, really good construction. The proportions are all right."
And then you write a song on the
really
piano.
That date's gonna go well.
Shows.
That's a couple of cupcakes.
Can you imagine what it would have been like?
Scallops,
can you imagine what it would have been like to have a smartphone in high school? I don't even know how. I don't even know what I would have done with my. I don't even know what I would have done with
young
my
Alex.
Life.
You would have jailbroken
Man,
it.
I'm so glad we didn't have Facebook when I was in high school.
Oh my God!
I would have made an even bigger ass of myself.
And
than I
and
did.
YouTube, like YouTube, the one night you do like some kind of like you're like trying to impress the other people and you do a silly thing and like that's you now from now on.
I had a Slim Discman and thought I was hot shit. So
that's pretty hot. It's pretty hot.
Wait, did you just say Discman?
Skipped all the time because they didn't have a buffer.
Well, it had the little battery pack on the outside.
But that makes you ladylike. You take real dainty steps.
Did anyone ever have a mini disc player?
Oh, no, only the rich kids had that.
That was one of my bar mitzvah gifts, was I had a mini disc player, and I was like, this is...
You were the mini disc
and
kid.
I was like, I was, and I was like...
You
and
were
I was
the
like,
Sega Genesis kid.
And
so.
I was like, this is the fucking
if
future.
If you don't know who the mini disc kid is, it's
then you are the mini bar mitzvah president.
I very distinctly remember when the Rio... What was it? The Rio Jam or whatever?
I had a diamond Rio 64.
I remember when the diamond came out, and I was like, that's a bunch of bullshit. You have to get the songs like a fucking nerd off of your computer.
Like before the creative, the creative came out, and it was that giant, like the creative jukebox that I had weighed probably 4 pounds.
Yeah, it was the size of a Discman, and it had a 5 gig hard drive.
It was really, really big. But the one I had before that, I had the Diamond Rio with a card in it, and I think it was, I want to say 64, and it was
most of them were
crazy. You could put like almost like 8 albums on there. It was nuts.
Well, it slightly predated USB at first, so the first ones were serial. You had to plug it into a serial port and transfer your music over in like an hour to fill up 64 megs so you could transfer like most of one album.
Will I get my palm contacts or will I get my spoon?
Hey, Avant Go was the first Instapaper.
Oh, wow. I remember that. God, I love that.
I very distinctly remember seeing those things and going, these people are fucking suckers. It's going to be mini disc from here on out. Like, I've called it.
Just
I
want to own Sony
I'm
Sony
riding
sticks,
this wave into the future.
What's the. Okay, so here's the question. Anybody here have a Palm 7?
Yeah, I did.
No, I only went up to 5X.
Because I worked for Palm at that time. That's why I had one.
What?
Yeah, I worked for what? When there was Peanut Press got bought by Palm, remember?
What, your ebook company?
Yeah,
I
got bought
I spaced
by Palm.
I don't think I knew this.
I knew you worked for the ebook company, but I...
Yeah,
wow,
Peanut,
no shit.
Peanut Press got bought and became Palm Digital Media. It was owned by Palm, and I got a whole bunch of free Palm devices, including a 7. I checked my email for a movie theater. It was a revolution.
Oh, my God. But it was like $40 a month for the antenna to work.
Yeah,
it was very costly.
Yeah, no, I got the plan for free.
They gave you a plan?
The speeds were super slow, but I did check my email from movie theater near Fenway.
No, it was totally like Michael Douglas with a giant phone on the beach.
Yeah,
kind
the antenna made it. You let people know. It's like the red dot on the Apple Watch. You can say, you know, you can't check your email from your watch.
The Palm 7 was a bridge too far. The 5X was super fly. That was a very cool device.
I still have my Palm 5, I think. I didn't throw that one
out. There was nothing better than the Palm 5 until the iPhone. Like, that was the best PDA type thing until... Really,
I kind of like my Zyre 71. I know that's when the Palm hardware started getting crappy, but it was a reasonable compromise. It was a cool transformer.
Hey, what do
this
you guys?
Is how ATP happened.
What do you guys think is the?
I was gonna say, hey, Alex, what are you doing tonight?
Yeah, well, actually, I did put a picture of the only Palm Pilot I've ever had. The Palm Pilot Zyre. When I was like 7, I had this.
What did you? What did you put your business cards in there?
That's big pork. That is big pork. Holy shit.
There were crossword puzzles and Scrabble. However,
and you could play Vexed, right?
I don't know what that is.
Oh, all right. Well, that was a game.
But I made a crucial mistake that helped me with my iPhone hygiene later. Christmas Day, I had it in my pocket, but I had it so the screen was outward, and because I'm clumsy.
Oh no!
Yep, 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 yep. No. But weirdly,
well, you were only 7. How would
no,
you?
No, I wasn't 7. I was like, not.
Why couldn't you play? Why couldn't you play? Why couldn't you play Drug Wars on your TI-83 like the rest of us?
Yeah, right.
I didn't have one of those until later when I was in college because you didn't need any TI.
I'm doubting this story because I don't even think 7-year-olds have pockets. So.
I was exaggerating, but it was before my first iMac, so I was definitely not 12 yet.
Alex, were you like young Sheldon?
I don't know who that is either.
She wore a lot of overalls as a child. A lot of pockets available.
Let me ask you this: what ubiquitous technology today that we all are familiar with? Do you guys think is the mini disc player or the Palm Pilot that in 10 years everyone's going to make fun of us for owning?
Oh,
wow!
That's a
you know there's one of them, right?
It
would be preposterous to say that there isn't
one. Because
the
iPad would be such it'll seem like a transitional device.
Yeah, like a transitional before like every computer became tablets in this weird
like
size
a piece
that
of
we
glass.
Have now.
I feel like people.
I'm going to say VR.
Yeah. Ooh, interesting.
Well, I don't know.
I was going to say IoT.
It's IoT. It's 100% IoT.
Because, I mean, like, I'm so balls deep on IoT right now, and, like, each thing is more indignities about how broken
this shit is. In 20 years, someone's
going to
be saying, when I was a kid, my parents had a Wi-Fi dishwasher that mined Bitcoin for some Russian hackers.
Wait. Alexa, turn on the Christmas lights. I just made a lot of people very happy.
And us and nice. Started fires in 4 apartments.
I'm going to troll you guys. Alexa, turn on my dehumidifier.
Alexa, turn off
the
lights.
We all have headphones on.
Alexa, order Cards Against Humanity. Confirm. Alexa, confirm.
Alexa, who is the mother of dragons?
Alexa, launch the nukes. Confirm.
Turn your key, sir.
Yeah.
Alexa, stop!
I saw a good tweet that said the S in IoT stands for security.
There's so much stuff from 5-10 years ago that really felt like a giant step forward. And I think about stuff like photo blogging. I recently pulled down a ton of my photos from Flickr. I got a couple different scripts. And like I think about like the difference between a photo taken in 2005 on probably my Samsung flip phone versus 2007 versus 2009. it is pretty crazy, the compression within like probably five. Tiff, I imagine you've really felt this, like the compression in like 5, 6, 7, 8 years, like how photos went from like two orders of magnitude better, like so much better.
Tiff always had a fancy camera though, and she had
I'm super
right
privileged, so I don't really know what you're talking about.
Also, Tiffs are uncompressed.
Oh, well, well, well.
I was playing with halide.
Dear God.
I'll give you my cricket sound effect. You can put it in there. There you go.
Nicely done.
HFS.
Why do I keep clapping? This is not even a thing that we're getting excited. I'm like a 2-year-old. I'm like, yay! Someone did a funny.
Who else on the show can make the cricket noise?
Hey, Siri, what does a cricket sound like?
I'm sorry, I can search the web for what does he cricket sound.
Holiday party. Have you tried Alexa do something?
Oh, no.
You'll be sorry. My wife criticized Alexa's rapping. Try Alexa do something.
Adam enjoys telling Alexa to play nothing.
That just sounds like a duck
that's
vomiting.
That's very upsetting.
That's a deer call? I think it's a deer call.
What are they like? Oh, another deer's
Wait,
vomiting.
Wait, are you guys trying to do the cricket noise and that noise?
Oh, dear. No, dear. Oh. So, Tiff, what do you think of Beyonce in that video?
Oh, yeah, she's hot.
Isn't she? She has real pretty eyes, and she's pregnant. Mm-hmm. Isn't that something?
I mean, she doesn't look super pregnant.
Is she pregnant in that video?
She's
I just
pretty
watched that video.
Pregnant. She's pretty pregnant.
I see sometimes really? When she's pregnant, but other times it doesn't look like she is. I don't know. It's confusing.
She's pretty pregnant in this video. Alex, have you seen this video?
You could do stuff when you're pregnant, you know.
Oh, good to know. Thank you.
As the only person here who has been, you should
know. Yeah, you can do stuff.
Well, actually. I'm just glad we're all here at the end of the year, you know, home and hearth. It's nice to have everyone here.
This is a very hot Beyonce. I mean, Beyonce's always hot, but my goodness.
Look at those eyebrows. Look at that. She's on Fleck.
Wait, are we talking?
Is that what we say, Bella Fleck? I'm sorry, what do you call it? Bella Fleck?
I think that's it.
The problem with Beyonce's eyebrows here is that I just saw Daisy Ridley's eyebrows two times in the movie, and Daisy Ridley's eyebrows are
Daisy
something else. Not
Ridley.
Eyebrows, sorry, eyelashes. Eyelashes, not eyebrows.
Wait a minute.
See, this goes back to what Merlin and I were talking about. Yeah. Boobs are out. Eyebrows
are
in. No. I agree. Butts have always been my preference. And like now that they are back, it's like, oh, wow. This
Title?
Is great.
Where did butts go? Was there a time where they were gone? I don't remember that.
Oh, butts went away in the 80s. They were
in the
gone.
Baby got back time?
Yeah,
I feel
were
like
very
I don't
flat.
Remember the time that Baby Got Back is rebelling against. I only remember Baby Got Back.
Sweet baby boy.
No, because Baby Got Back,
no.
The whole beginning of
like
that song. No,
is that what you're trying to say?
No. No, the whole beginning of that song is all about how they're making fun. They're like, oh,
yeah,
she's like one of these rappers'
right?
girlfriends.
Yeah.
And they're like
my,
making fun of her.
Anaconda don't want
yeah.
that.
Unless
well,
you
no,
got buns,
hon. He's praising
buns.
The
you
buns.
You can do side bends or sit-ups, so please
right,
don't.
Right, but I'm saying that what is the time
your waist
is small.
But the women in the
like,
beginning
and I'm thinking about, what?
Are like down on the butt. They don't
I
like
know.
It.
Is that why you name the dog Daisy?
There's two things I need you to know on the note card. All right, get a pen. Number one.
Okay, get a pencil. Get
number
a pencil.
One, I
okay,
like big
ready?
Butts. Okay.
All right. Are we clear? It's been
okay,
clear.
I don't have anything else to add. I don't have anything else to add on point number one.
It's been next. It's been stipulated for the record that opponent lacks big butts.
I like big butts. Now, next slide, please. Okay. Now, I cannot lie about that.
Oh my God!
All right, it seems like a bit of a butt tautology.
My vodka doesn't have a cap on it.
Alex, you're really you're really moving through that vodka.
Well, you know, you have to finish the vodka. It goes bad once you open it.
Has everybody watched the Beyonce video?
Do you guys know on BuzzFeed every year that Katie Notopoulos posts the 50 worst things on the internet list?
Oh God, don't look.
So it just came out today. It's out. It's out. The new list.
No,
the town crier came running up the street ringing a bell going, "It's out. It's out. The new list. The 50 worst things on the internet 2017."
He hates these cans.
I would love
Beyonce. I can't tell if this is the ad or the video.
Oh my God! Okay, so digga.
Oh boy,
do you guys want to start
We're
the show?
We're not in the same room. I can't help
that's
him.
True.
I can't help
him. No! court the contemporary, the inevitable nipple piercing.
Send me a screenshot of what you're doing, hon.
I see a lot of stripes, so I think this is the video.
Yeah, that's the one. You're okay.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. I got a Merlin and emoji. Oh man.
Yeah.
What does it say?
Say.
Showing off your iPhone X.
Why isn't it playing?
Hello, Tiff. Thank you for doing the show. Mm-hmm.
Everything has to say is exaggerated. Hello, mouth movements or animoji.
Shut up.
The fox.
The fox is empirically the cutest animoji.
Yeah, it's real cute.
Don't say robot.
You never tear away.
Why
from
don't
the
they
robot?
Have a little whale? I like the whale.
Oh.
You could have little spray.
The cat's fine, but the fox is very expressive.
Now what about this?
Very
what about this Mpreg Clippy? Because you could get it. Okay. What if you could get an animoji of the Mpreg Clippy?
Oh God.
Is that Chapo thing? What is
that's
that?
That's the 50
that?
Worst things on the internet.
Oh, don't look at that. It's a terrible page. Don't look. No,
now
no, no, no.
Now
board,
as
board,
I continue to scroll, so it says, warning,
golf niner, niner. Do not look at this page.
Isn't that the bottom of every page with those stupid ads?
Taboodle. Taboodle.
Yeah, there's always one worst thing on the internet in one of the squares.
Alex, or Max, well, what about the large foot on the beach?
You that will not. I can't believe I told you about that. You God. Will not believe what these celebrities look like now.
Large foot.
A huge dismembered foot on the beach. I guess I won't believe it. I got to see that.
Nicole Kidman's secret, large foot. So what are we doing? What are we looking at here?
Oh, no.
Oh, I just wanted to share, bless you all with this article.
Oh, okay. All right. Where'd you send it?
No. Just Google.
I put
just
it in Skype.
Oh, Alex sent it to you.
Oh, God. The preview even is the Clippy. Oh,
it gets better and better the more that
oh,
you
my God.
The more that you go through it.
No, it's very, very bad. I looked at it tonight, and I kept going, I did this.
Yeah, that's it's an Mpreg. Yeah.
Wait, is everyone here familiar
what's
with
what's it
going
to give birth to?
No, there's, like, jelly hands, and, like, there's butts, and there's nipple grabs, and,
oh,
condoms.
My word, this
no.
is terrible. What am
put
I doing
away.
With my life?
Why are you
sex
clicking?
Sex robot display
I'm
model molested it. So much it breaks before anyone can use it.
Merlin, why did I not listen to you, Merlin? This is terrible.
I don't know, buddy. I feel the same way. I wish I could time travel back.
God.
The guy on 4chan who posted a recipe for sleepy time chicken.
Wait, is he the worst?
That's not good chicken.
Oh, no! Oh,
no!
Oh, no! Oh, no!
Oh, that fidget spinner shouldn't be there.
Oh, no!
Blue's Clues fan
oh
art. No,
God.
That's not a fan.
Oh, God. I'm so
oh
sad.
Boy.
Oh, God. It's the most wonderful time
I
of the year.
I didn't know about half of these, and they are a delight. I spent half of my day methodically going through, just rubbing my hands together. Ooh, I wonder what's next on the 50 worst things on the internet
See,
list.
You totally expect someone to, like, you expect a guy to put a fidget spinner on his dick, but you don't expect God damn it. Why?
I mean, oh.
Because I'm bored.
It's way up in there.
You know what? Honestly,
wait,
if
I think I want to see that.
The fidget spinner butt plug?
No,
you mean?
This man seems to have shoved.
Merlin, are you familiar
spinner.
With space docking?
Well, sometimes a man and a man love each other very much, and they're into the Apollo program. Now, I watched Sunshine, Max.
What are your that movie?
I watched it literally 2 nights ago. I watched Sunshine.
So what is
what,
it, Max,
what do you
that
think?
You love so much about that movie? Like, I think it's fine, but I don't understand the super fans. What are the super fans getting from it that I'm not?
What do I love about it? I think it's
got Rose Byrne with, like, not much makeup. She's great.
I think that I like that it's a sci-fi movie where things go wrong and it's not the result and everyone is, like, still like a plausible smart scientist, like it's like an understandable human error rather than like an evil guy or something. You know what I mean? Like or like a mm-hmm. like a
they really
like a,
they really
it's not like a bad
to
AI or like a rogue
but
a terrorist.
There is still sort of like horror insanity.
That's in the third act, and that's very
yes.
The third act of that film is very divisive because people don't like the monster. I think it's kind of a psychological drama, and it's earned. They earn it by having it mean something with the characters and all of that, but. I don't know. It's like it's gorgeous movie. The soundtrack is great. It's really tense and incredible. And
Captain America is good in it.
Do you think it was sponsored by a sunscreen company?
Oh, yeah. Or sunglasses, like a Ray-Ban.
Yeah. Yeah.
That guy looks so cool staring at the sun.
Because was the implication that the sun makes you a dick?
Well,
it's like, I think it's a whole hell angle. Like the inferno of the sun is kind of like hell. So
I don't know. I feel like it was like a UC truth thing. How's it going, Casey? You all right? You all right there, buddy? You with us?
I'm unable to close this tab, and it's all Max's fault.
The number 13, this fidget spinner butt
Casey,
plug.
Here's my only advice is just don't keep it all to yourself. You got to share that joy with your family, the holiday joy.
Yes.
You know, tis the season.
Yeah. Just load it up on your phone for Christmas Day.
Yeah. Now, I don't want to be too much of like a pedant about it, but like I think it's a movie about the limits of. Like, I think it's a movie examining, like, man and science and the nature of knowledge and understanding, but not really understanding enough.
But also kind of up there with Moon in terms of, the like what happens. It's almost like, Gitmo sort of.
It's a,
start getting real.
What's that?
Go ahead.
But, like, where you're like, in a situation where, like, you are doubting your own cognition.
A little bit, but.
And
but it has
making.
To do with,
yeah.
I mean, but what's interesting about the movie, I mean, thematically, what's interesting is, like, usually in these movies, you're, like, scared of the dark, and the darkness represents the, you know, do you know the idea in horror movies or really in any storytelling where, like, every hero's journey and every story is, like, a descent into the subconscious? So you go into this, the hero goes into the spirit realm, and they learn something about themselves, and then they emerge back into the normal world, and they're changed, and they're able to, like, affect their goal in the universe. And what's cool about Sunshine is that it's rather than going into the darkness, you go into the light. And the thing you're scared of the whole movie is the light. So I think it's just, and there's an there's an obvious metaphor there with, like, you know, knowing too much and almost destroying the planet and et cetera, et cetera. So I just think it's, like, thematically really interesting. It's kind of a cool meditation on human nature and science and machines and
Do
all
you
that.
Like Event Horizon as well, which is the other movie I think of when I think of Sunshine?
Event Horizon.
Is everybody still here?
Yeah, I'm just looking at a fidget spinner
of
some guy's foreskin, and it's just a little bit, it's a bit much.
I hope it's
I'm
just
playing
the
with
foreskin.
The new Instagram filters.
Oh, God.
Oh, I have seen this. This movie really scared me. I was way too young when I saw this movie.
Paul W.S. Anderson.
Ooh, I should watch this again.
What was your first R-rated movie, Max?
Oh, I like this question.
All right,
Holiday Party.
Merlin, what was your first R-rated movie?
Fuck.
All right, Tiff, what was your first R-rated movie?
Pass. Well, the first one I remember is Escape from New York, but there were certainly earlier ones.
But did you see it on TV when it wasn't R, or did you see it in a theater?
Oh.
No.
Are you only counting in theaters?
No,
I don't even remember.
No.
Mine was My Cousin Vinny.
Oh, like in a theater, that's much less interesting than what I could like get away with on cable. Like in a theater, my first R-rated movie, maybe like Nightmare on Elm Street, like which is a film in a theater. But like back then it was more like, what can I sneak out and see? Like, was Stripes rated R?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. Caddyshack
Stripes
PG,
is half
right?
a good movie.
The first R-rated movie I saw.
It's a lot like Full Metal Jacket.
Oh, I love the second. Oh. I love the second half of Full
you
Metal Jacket.
You don't like the second. Anyway.
Wait a minute. You like the.
Yes, I do.
Okay, save it for the show. Save it for the show. I'm going to call my first R-rated movie, even though it's not. There's certainly others before. Emmanuel, like, visits, like, a bakery. It's probably on there somewhere. But I'm going to say something like Escape from New York. Next.
I remember when I was at a sleepover with a bunch of friends and they wanted to watch, I want to say like Austin Powers or something. I don't know. It was like some sort of like comedy with boobs in it. And I remember going like,
Powers doesn't have nipple.
Oh,
it's PG-13.
Well, whatever. I don't know. Whatever. It was something that we weren't supposed to be watching. And I remember going, guys, I
Came
do not know if we should
married.
Be watching this. It's rated R.
See, how did you not do your homework? This is what I'm saying.
Look to your left.
So I'm pretty sure mine, in the most nerdiest of nerdy ways, was The Matrix.
Oh,
is that rated? No, that's
rated
that,
R.
No.
I'm saying
a lot of violence.
Yeah,
that's R.
Rated R. Yeah,
really?
Unless I'm misreading. Unless
my
I'm misreading.
My daughter has seen so much of that movie. That's R. Really?
Hold on.
Yeah, seriously.
Hold on. I call foul because my parents were really weird about R-rated
Merlin,
movies.
Merlin, that's not an R-rated movie to kids today. Kids today are like. they're like already doing anal. That movie's nothing to them. That movie's nothing
they're
to them.
Shoving biggest spinners.
No,
their
she talks about it. She talks about it all the time.
It's nothing.
Yeah, no, it's super weird because I mean the 80s. I'm sorry, I'm gonna step out. There's too many people on this podcast. The 80s ruined us for our idea of a movie because you're like something 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 funny joke, boobs 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 boobs, PG.
Yeah.
Oh, it might have been. Oh, my first R-rated movie might have been Revenge of the Nerds. Mm. Oh boy.
Yeah, there was a lot of R-rated comedies in the 80s.
But did you see that? Not on like TBS.
Isn't there some sort of subplot in that movie where there's something involving pies and they see a girl's boobs?
Well, in American Pie, they Jason Biggs fucks
American Pie, I think. Yeah.
Isn't Revenge of the Nerds with the underwear?
Is that, are you thinking of Porky's?
No, you're thinking of 16 Candles.
Just another Porky's baby.
I'm thinking of 16 Candles. You're right.
The Breakfast Club was our
dong.
Oh wait, though, I just googled Revenge of the Nerds and there's a nerd holding up what a. appear to be sorority panties? I don't know what's happening.
That might be
the
guy from Vacation.
Getting girls underpants was a big theme in 80s comedies.
Oh, so you mean more than one film had a nerd stealing a woman's underpants?
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised, but 16 Candles for sure.
Oh, shit. All right, this is a good story. Has everyone seen Gilmore Girls? Well, fuck everybody.
Bits and pieces.
All right.
Enough that I might get your reference.
Well, that's one of those classic Dubai Friday bits that everyone knows and loves.
No, there's just an extensive good story, Alex. There's an extensive Marie Kondo joke in the new Gilmore Girls, which I don't know. I've seen it like twice, but I just totally missed it.
What in the Four Seasons one, the Netflix one?
In winter, there's just she's like, you pick it up. And does it bring me joy? No. And just watch it. I don't. It's very good.
I should go back.
It's so good. Merlin, rewatch it.
Bunheads is so much better than I remembered.
Right?
It's so good.
Oh, man.
Because I love Mrs. Maisel. You know what? We gotta get through this. Okay, so.
Hey, I went to high school with Mrs. Maisel.
Shut the fuck up.
We could.
Your whole mouth. You went to school with her?
We could probably get her.
You can get her on the show.
She's gettable. Oh. I think Veronica. I didn't know her. Veronica knew her.
Oh God!
This is like
that's
Elliot's
a very,
connection to
very
Anne
good
Hathaway.
Show.
Went to high school with her; they're best friends.
I got that one. Okay, John, I'm adding this to the list. Have you watched any of it at all?
It's not good.
Which one?
Sorry, John Siracusa. Have you watched any of Mrs.
Maisel? It's not good.
Yes,
oh, no,
it is.
Not yet.
It
no.
is
not yet.
Good.
You do get to see
putting it on
someone. You do get to see the boobs of someone I went to high school with, which was very exciting.
Okay.
Is this a spoiler?
R-rated movies.
That is R-rated.
I saw. I think it was Aaron Brockovich, but I think it was on TV, so it doesn't count.
Is that R-rated for cursing?
Yes, it is. You can't say fuck more than
R-rated for
times.
Extreme pollution.
It is for swearing. But I remember going to the theater and seeing the butterfly effect.
That's so lame. Oh. That is the lame.
Alex snuck in underage to Aaron Brockovich.
No, I didn't even do that.
Guys, I don't know if we're supposed to be watching this. It's rated R.
That's so bad. No way is that R-rated.
Yes, it is.
There's no way.
Yes.
No, there's no way that movie's R-rated.
I will bet my firstborn, not yet conceived child that Aaron Brockovich is R, because I remember being like, Mom, what is bad in this? And she's like, oh, all right.
Holy shit. Aaron Brockovich is rated R.
Yeah.
Wait, Merlin, go on your Christian censorship website and say why it's rated R.
Okay, so let's go to
Common Sense Media. Aaron Brockovich.
Yeah, Common Sense Media.
I don't know.
Oh, what's the other one? What's the terrible one? Not Common Sense. What's the other one? Kids in Mind. Go to Kids in Mind. Kids
extreme
in Mind.
Boredom, don't you?
they need clean water.
Rated R, severe EPA violations.
Okay, so follow up. Holiday Party. Kids in Mind. We are looking at Aaron Brockovich. Sex and nudity, 3 of 10.
Wait, what does that mean? What does a 3 mean for nudity? You either have nudity or you don't. Like, you can see a wrist.
Well,
is that what 3
it's
means?
Like,
John,
is there
John
nipple?
Sex and nudity.
Is there hair?
She's wearing the hijab, but not the burqa.
Yeah.
A few instances of sexual innuendo and some kissing. We see a woman in a bra.
Holy shit.
We see a woman in a bra and an unbuttoned shirt standing and talking to a man lying
in
bed.
John, you see her hair. Lying you see her hair, and you're not even married to her.
Not
you
even
see
married.
The whole hair.
I had the titular line, Aaron Brockovich. Later, we see them kissing and talking in bed. He's shirtless, perhaps. Ooh. A woman wears a cleavage and bra.
This is so fucking stupid. Wait, who saw Star Wars? Who's seen it so far? Just me and Alex?
I've seen it.
Now you get to see. Now you get to see Adam Driver's nipples, both of them.
Spoilers!
You get a long, extended shot of Adam Driver's nipples in this Star Wars.
Digga follow up. Profanity 8, about 27 F words, many anatomical references, lots of scatological references, lots of mild obscenities, and a couple of insults.
By scatological references, are they talking about the shit in the unclean water that's killing their children?
Pacific gas and electric is shit.
Oh, boy.
How you doing, Casey,
you okay?
Are you still here?
Oh, yeah, I'm here.
Oh, hey, buddy.
I miss you.
Casey, what was your first R-rated movie?
I was the one who said The Matrix.
Oh, that's right.
That was the one.
Now,
in the
when
theaters.
I was a when I was a kid,
like, you because you and I are the same age, right? Like,
no, I'm
came
saying
out,
the
like,
first
we were
one
in high school.
Yeah, exactly. It was the first
you didn't
one I saw in the theater.
Other ones like when you were
no.
like 15,
oh God,
or 14.
No. Oh, absolutely not. Are you kidding me? Hell
now,
no.
Now, when I was a kid, I had the novelization of Independence Day, so I did not see the movie. I did not see the movie.
My God.
But I had the kids' novelization of Independence Day, and I brought it on the bus to me to
Everything
like summer camp.
Makes so much sense.
I brought it on the bus to summer camp, and I read it, and I was so fucking scared. I remember reading that and thinking this might be the scariest thing, the scariest story I've ever heard in my entire life. Nothing could ever be scarier than the plot of Independence Day.
Had you seen the movie?
No.
Oh my God.
Welcome to Earth.
No, I still get scared during that movie because the thing is
I make this look good.
Because the thing
Wrong
is
movie.
when you're a kid and you're reading about the aliens like blowing everything up, you make it scarier in blessed, your head.
Right? Yep.
Right. Yes. But this is Paxton or Pullman. Who's the president? Is it Paxton or Pullman?
Doesn't matter.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Okay.
Paxton is game over, man.
And Pullman is
Spaceballs. It's a bug hunt. Has anybody not yet chimed in on R-rated movie?
I've been trying to think. I have no idea what mine is. I'm sure it's something I saw on cable. But I'll just go back to Poltergeist, which is the movie I first remember terrifying me, and it was R-rated, and I shouldn't have seen it when I saw it, and it scared the pants off me for years.
So scary. Yeah.
Wait, totally. So are we sticking to in the theater or just any?
No, that was anywhere, that anywhere, was the first anywhere. One that I could remember.
Probably Breakfast Club for me.
That's rated
Breakfast
R.
Club was R? What?
No.
Yeah, language. Mm-hmm. You can't have more.
What's the
no.
What's the
That's
movie?
The bully, get the
what was the most important movie that you saw in theaters as a kid that was like, this is going to set the course of my entire life? Do you guys have a movie that stands up?
Well, like no, Star Wars, something besides Star Wars. Yeah,
everyone gets Star Wars.
No.
It's like
Star Trek: First Contact for me.
The movie Dolphins,
really?
Which was an IMAX educational movie that I saw at the Museum of Science and Industry.
Oh my God, you nerd!
Hey,
I love you so much.
So it made me realize.
Tell me about it, Alex. Tell me about the dolphin.
You're such a girl.
What kind of feelings did it engender?
They're so smooth and sleek.
The brains are so smooth, like a manatee.
Oh, God.
So what kind of feelings
well,
did you have?
Unfortunately, side note, the first porn I also ever encountered online was...
it was dolphin porn?
Well, it was!
Wait, was it the website by the man who figured out how to have sex with a dolphin?
No, it was literally... Oh my,
we've all
oh
read
God.
That. Let's be guys, be honest. This is a safe space. This is a safe space. You guys remember the website by the guy who's like,
you
listen up, everyone. I've got a story to tell you. I figured out how to have sex with a dolphin.
Absolutely. No.
You
absolutely.
Know what I'm talking about? We all read that.
This was.
Don't pretend like you didn't read the guy who had figured out how to have sex with a dolphin.
It was fifth grade, and I was doing a report about dolphins, and... there, you have to do the part about dolphin reproduction. And if you Google dolphin reproduction in 2005, guess what you're going to get?
They have prehensile penises.
Oh, they're so... They're curly. It's very upsetting.
for like grabbing limbs.
Yeah. Oh God! You can pet a dolphin and it just pops out.
I learned about duck penises from a YouTube video that my daughter found on like Minute Earth or something. Why are duck penises weird? Yeah. Check it out.
I'm gonna go now.
Oh
no!
Are those the ones that are like corkscrews?
Yeah, yes. You got it. So you've seen the video.
There are so many corkscrews. Yeah, and
they explode like an airbag.
Can't put a fidget spinner up that. What were we talking about?
Good episode.
I remember seeing Star Trek First Contact in movie theaters and saying and thinking to myself, number one, this is the best movie I've ever seen. Number two, this is probably the best movie that will ever be made, and I'll never see a movie in my life that will surpass this in quality.
Better than novelization of Independence Day.
Excitement. I had on cassette tape, I had an audiobook narrated by Patrick Stewart of First Contact. And I listened to it over and over and over. It was so good. Assimilate this.
Experience how dolphins live and play and unravel the mysteries of dolphin communication, this Academy Award-nominated IMAX film, which takes you into the complex lives of these fascinating animals.
Complex.
love that font on dolphins, though.
Right?
I was just about to say the same thing. It's bad.
That's right. They're smarter than you think.
Oh, God. This is like one of the five DVDs I still own.
Pierce Brosnan. In the warm Caribbean, dive underwater with a young marine biologist as she learns the secrets of wild dolphins.
I think that's the Car Talk font, the subtitle, the yellow text, that's the Car Talk font.
Oh, man. You know what else I remembered? Okay, speaking of other crazy childhood proclamations that I made, Alex, do you remember when we were kids the ads for a business called Sybaris?
No, you are like 5 years older than me.
Really, you don't remember this? Jen and I talk about this all the time. So there used to be a business in Illinois called Sybaris, and it was like a Sybaris motel spa that you could, or like a motel like swimming pool that you could go to.
Oh yes, Sybaris.
How do you spell this?
And it was like a married couple, and you'd go to a room, and you had like a jacuzzi in your room. And when I was a kid, and I would see these come on TV, I would think like, this is the pinnacle of romance the two people can experience with each other. And I was like, someday I want to be an adult, and I'm going to take a girl to Sybaris.
I want to take a girl to a sandals resort.
Oh, right.
Like, someday.
Here's the thing, you will come into your room, we will come in, we will give you a
If I, like, play my cards right and do everything right in my life, like, someday I'll be able to take a girl to Sybaris. And we'll be able to pay. We'll be able to pay by the hour for a hot dog.
Chicago and Milwaukee, cities of romance.
John, that kind of sounds like the Poconos for us.
Yeah,
remember?
Exactly, yeah. All the grown-ups would always go out to the Poconos. Sex place for the East Coast.
Yeah, they had like the hot tub shaped like champagne glasses.
Wait a minute. I thought the Poconos were like for like Jewish comedy. Like
that's also true. Mostly, but Poconos was totally about the romantic weekends. You like it was like the low rent fancy place, beautiful Mount Airy Lodge.
Yes.
My grandparents lived there in the Poconos.
Wow!
Yeah, full time romance,
you know, the
24/7.
From there was the jingle for the Poconos, and the parody theme song was "Have a hose up your nose in the Poconos." Did you know that one, Tiff?
No, what?
Just Google for "Have a hose up your nose in the Poconos." Someone surely has.
I'm not
there.
Googling that. You Google that.
It's gonna follow you.
Her IT administrator is not gonna be pleased.
Sybaris, real relaxing, luxurious privacy.
All right, I have one more discussion question.
Escape to paradise.
I have one more discussion question for the group. So as I've discussed on the podcast before, I'm...
I like when Max only answers his own discussion questions and then moves on to the next discussion question.
Oh, it's not my fault that no one else has hilarious comments.
I have a question to answer, everybody.
What's your question?
I just wanted to talk about what I thought.
1,600 words about... How is was Erin Brockovich even rated R?
What's everyone's most life-changing movie? I'll go first, just in case. No one else
made
this.
I give up my part. I give it to Tiff. I'm gonna give you a new animoji too. Tiff, what animoji would you like me to address you with?
Oh, the fox. You would like the fox. Right, I would like you to be comfortable when addressing me in animoji.
Go ahead, Max.
Oh, now I'm not going to do it.
What was your question, Max? We'd love to hear it.
No, let's talk about your guys' topics. And you prepared.
Are you uncomfortable?
No, Merlin prepared a lot of time. I think Merlin wanted to talk about preparing garlic for cooking.
Well, I like to come in a nice cube tray and freeze it a little bit. I leave it out in my root cellar. Because I don't have an opinion about anything good, because I'm real stupid.
Who has not had a chance to talk yet?
Casey, are you using a case?
Casey!
Casey, tell us what your first R-rated movie was,
Casey,
buddy.
Casey, I'm genuinely... He saw the picture.
Tell him one more time.
Yes.
We all want to know what Casey's first R-rated movie was. Let the man
Casey,
speak.
Casey.
So...
I honestly don't remember what was outside the theater.
Bullshit.
I mean, no, I really should. I would be
what
the first to tell you.
What made you masturbate?
No!
Oh, God. Doing so many things, Merlin. So many things.
A white Tesla? What? Anyway.
Yes, that's
oh,
it. That's
no, you the... didn't.
No, I like
that. I'm doing snaps in a triangle.
Did you guys ever...
So Casey.
I had a friend in school who got in trouble for trying to go to whitehouse.com and printing out pictures of the boobs on the website. To take home.
Hold
classic.
On. White, there's boobs on White House?
Whitehouse.com used to be a porn website.
Whitehouse.com instead of .org.
It used to be a porn website.
Gov, that's right.
And I had a friend who tried to print off like pictures from Whitehouse.com. He inevitably got in trouble for it and it was really bad. But his ploy was that he'd be like, play it off cool. Like, oh, I thought I was printing off pictures from the White House. Like, I didn't know.
Nice. I closed my eyes and went to the website and hit print.
Yeah.
Classic.
Yeah. Think of England. Well, no, Casey, like all of us, like, you know, moments snap together like magnets. We all have our own thing going on. What was your R-rated movie?
I honestly don't know. I mean, again, in the theater, it was The Matrix. But, I mean, some of the ones that I've mentioned, like Independence Day, I saw, I'm pretty sure I saw. What was, this is going to sound really stupid. What was Crimson Tide? Because I remember. It was a Lesser Hunt for October. Was that rated R? Because I remember vividly.
Are these euphemisms?
Yes, actually,
for the
that
lady
probably
time?
Was the That's first R-rated movie I saw in the theater, anyway.
God. Really?
Thank God you're here. I was like, is Casey talking about his period? What's happening?
I know. special time in a young man's life. When the tide comes in.
My dad pulled me out of school so we could go to the movies. It was like the only time that ever happened. And we went and saw Crimson Tide. And I remember that to this day. I was in grade school.
Is it Gene Hackman?
Hackman.
Denzel Washington, right?
Yep. Wow. Same thing. Yep. Oh man, I felt so freaking cool that Dad pulled me out of school so I could go watch a.
I almost did that for Star Wars, but I couldn't get tickets. It was actually kind of hard to get tickets for like super duper.
Oh, here he comes! Here he comes! Your trip to Washington was a vacation, but I'll take my kids out for Star Wars. Oh God!
Good buddy, Gruber pulled out for James Bond movies. I don't know. I think he does it all the time.
I think actually my parents picked me up early for the Phantom Menace because.
I'm so sorry.
Yeah, well.
No, come on.
I was in high school when that came out. So what were you like?
I was
two?
Not two. I was like eight. Wait, hold on.
Almost four.
Phantom Menace. Big difference.
No, she was seven with
I
the Palm Pilot in her pocket.
Probably ten. Okay, I was Beep 9 boop. Years old when the Phantom Menace came out. So like,
Emperor, I have a Palm 7. Beep boop.
Well, that's the thing. To a 9-year-old, like, Darth Maul was the shit, and couldn't understand. Like, I was barely on the internet in 1999, but I was
you know
like,
who, you know who the
great.
Voice of Darth Maul is?
Oh, I didn't who? Actually did not notice he talked.
Peter Serafinowicz.
Serafinowicz.
Gabriel.
Yep, wow. Oh, boy.
Oh, he's good. Hot fuzz. Hot fuzz.
So good.
Saturday is treat day. Bon 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 bons.
Poisson crispy owl. Poisson crispy bon 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 bons.
Pizza.
Casey, have you seen many videos of Peter Serafinowicz?
No, just the big ones.
I have not. I didn't even know who that was until I IMDb'd a minute ago.
Look up the butter.
We're going to make you so happy.
Look up the Butterfield diet.
Butterfield
diet? The Butterfield diet.
Brian, Butterfield
diet. This hasn't been mentioned enough in the Merlinverse that I've seen these already, too.
Bumble.
Are you wanting me to watch this right now? Is that what's happening?
Well, let's pick one. I got to go to bed soon. I got Dan in the morning. It's 9:30.
Hey, Marco, how you doing?
Tired.
Oh, thank you, guys.
We have to make candy houses. We're making candy houses tomorrow at school.
Sounds dirty. Alex, what's your way out of this?
That's very different.
Alex, what's your way out of this thing you have to edit in three days?
Oh, are you kidding? Compared to the pizza episode, that's nothing.
What?
We can stop at any time. We have plenty of outpoints. I don't know if we're going to even do an after show.
There's no after show. No.
But this isn't the after show? Wait a second.
Yeah, this is the main show?
This is the show. I feel bad.
Is this what people tune in for?
Everything that's in the show is in the show.
It's very improbably vaginal.